हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रसारिणी दुर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशकारिणी सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशकारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Thank you.
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे
Krishna, 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 Krish
Hare Hare जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनंदना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय यशोदनंदना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय यशोदनंदना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज विहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya 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 Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya ಯಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಯಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಯಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲನಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲನಂದ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲನಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲನಂದ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲನಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲನಂದ ರಾಧೆ जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय प्रभुपदा 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 प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जयम शुपाल परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी हर शील प्रभुपाद की जयम तिल्ला प्रविष्टोम शुपाल परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महराशील प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सुहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनामाई की తులసీదేవి కి భక్తిదేవి కి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనండి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కృష్ణ ప్రసాద భూతలే శ్రీ భక్తి విదాంత స్వామి నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశధారిణే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్ శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవాం భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్స్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరమ్ జన్మాద్యస్యతోన్వయాదిదరదశ్చార్తేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మహృద య ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియల్సూరయాః తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి
ധർമ്മ പ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്രപരമോ നിർമത്സരാണാം സതാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവം അത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതി മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ. നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ. സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം. യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദം അഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി. യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉഭയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ. കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കൊണിതാദൃദാനനെന്തോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരിം കനികാഭി കാഭി കാഭി. നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ. നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ. വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികതോ ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാനവേ നമ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ. ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, last Sunday, we were reading this chapter in the 10th canto in relationship with Lord Brahma's prayers to Krishna. So, in the Bhagavadam, there are several glorifications of Krishna from different devotees, starting from Kunti Devi in the beginning, in the first canto. Then later on, Bhishma, Bhishma Pitamaha, his own glorification of Krishna. And like that, later on also Akrura's prayers, Uddhava's prayers, Gopi's prayers, and so many different prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find all devotees of Krishna glorifying him in different mood. What is interesting about this prayers from Brahma is that in knowledge, in relation, particularly with Prahlada's prayers also, if you look carefully, you'll find that these particular prayers from Lord Brahma It is even considered to be superior to the prayers even offered by the Vedas personified. Later on in the 10th canto, you will come across a chapter known as Shruti Gita. Shruti Gita means the Vedas, how they wake up the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the morning while chanting these prayers. It's known as Shruti Gita. So the Shruti Gita prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam are very well known. And it is one of the most difficult glorifications to understand, because the according to the level of the personality who is glorifying Krishna, they will automatically exhibit their knowledge in those prayers. Or in other words, their perceptions of the Supreme Lord from their point of view, that is what will reflect in their prayers as well. So because Shruti Gita is well known in the Bhagavatam as the prayers to Krishna is concerned, the Srimad Bhagavatam prayers by Lord Brahma is either it's equal in its level, or even if it's sometimes considered to be even higher than Shruti Gita. That is why Brahmastuti in the Srimad Bhagavatam is analyzed by great acharyas and the commentators on the Srimad Bhagavatam as one of the finest, because after all, Lord Brahma has been talked by Krishna. The first time the knowledge came to Brahma, before we were all born, before we were all given this life, our creator, Lord Brahma, was given this knowledge by Krishna. Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adigavaye Muhyandiyal Surayam. Because it is like that, Lord Brahma has also been very careful while offering these prayers to Krishna, which you can see when you read through Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Brahma's glorification, Brahma was put into a very difficult situation. What prompted Brahma to test the position of Krishna, we do not know. Due to the influence of Rajagunam, and also Brahma felt the need. Brahma parikshito manaha. Brahma's mind at that moment was, he wanted to test the mood of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna's position he wanted to find out. Brahma parikshito manaha. Parikshito manaha. He wanted to experiment with Krishna. Who he is. Who is Krishna? He wanted to find out. The result was that he had come back from the from Brahmaloka back. When he came back, the situation was that Krishna has asked him. Krishna didn't speak even one word to him, and completely ignored Brahma's position. And Brahma in return, immediately Brahma sensed the mood that Krishna was not willing to talk to him or show any consideration. And in that prayers, little by little, Brahma's pride is waning. It's going away. And at the end, by the end of the prayers, Brahma was saying to Krishna that I should have sat there in my chair in Satyalokam. You have given me a nice position to do. What was that? In charge of this universe. And I should have sat there in Satyalokam and did my work, whatever I was supposed to do in your service. But instead, what prompted me to do this, to come and experiment your position here? Brahma parikshito manaha. That was a little high-handed approach from me. So I should pay the price for it. And he himself accepted that. And he mentioned at that time to Krishna, that who am I and who are you? In relationship with you, what is my position? Vignidanda paranu charya vadhat varoma. That from millions of universes are coming out, and I am in charge of one of these universes. That means, in other words, there are millions of Brahmas who are reporting to you, and I am one of them. And why should I be taken so seriously? I am sure, he says to Krishna, that you can forgive me, even if whatever may be the offense I have committed. After all, in relationship with you, my position is so small that you can accept my offenses and forgive me for this mentality of what I have shown here. And that is how Brahma started talking to Krishna. And Krishna was listening to all these prayers. And eventually from four heads, that means eight eyes, the tears started coming. And with these tears, Brahma washed Krishna's feet and looked at Krishna. Krishna also looked at Brahma and said to him, didn't express himself, but mentioned to Brahma what was the need for all this. That was Krishna's mood. What was the need for all this? That you have started this and I didn't do anything to you. You came here and you took away my friends and the calves away from my mission. That's what you have done. But I didn't do anything. I created more for myself, for my own pleasure. So what is the problem? That was Krishna's mood at that time. Brahma was little by little losing its strength in front of Krishna. And eventually he mentioned to him that whatever offenses I have committed, I should be forgiven for that. So Brahmastuti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, very, very important. And Naumi Dyade Brahmabhushe Tadidambaraya Gunjavadamsa Paribinjala Sanmukhaya Vanyasraje Kabalavetra Vishana Venu Lakshmashriye Mradupade Pashubanga Jaya. That is why in the beginning of Brahma's prayers he says to Krishna, Naumi Dyade Brahmabhushe Tadidambaraya Pinjavadamsa Paribinjala Sanmukhaya Vanyasraje Kabalavetra Vishana Venu Lakshmashriye Mradupade Pashupanga Jayam. Continuously paying obeisances to Krishna and glorifying him, just asking for forgiveness. This is what he did straight away. Vanyasraje Kabalavetra Vishana Venu Lakshmashriye Mradupade Pashupanga Jayam. Seeing that particular form of Krishna sitting there with in the left hand the handful of rice cooked with all the other vegetables and the flute stuck into the belt, he has stuck the belt inside, and with the peacock feather Krishna was looking very anxious and concerned about all his friends who has been taken away by Brahma by his potency of Maya. Brahma has used his power of Maya to baffle Krishna. That is what he did. So he says, now I've come to my senses. Lakshmashriye Mradupade Pashupanga Jayam. That you, the cowherd boy, with whom I cannot have any match. I'm not a match for you in anything. I have come to my senses. So he continuously paid obeisances to Krishna at that time. And in the Bhagavadam you will find at that point that after the whole prayers, which is about 40 verses, starting from this Sri Brahma Uvacha, and there are 40 verses, very elegant prayers from Brahma to Krishna, and at the end of those 40 verses, Krishna eventually told him to go, that you with not speaking to him, but just shook his head that he can leave now. And he went back to the Satyalokam. Before he went back, Bhagavatam says, Shri Shuka Uvacham. This is in the, if you look in the chapter 14, verse number 41. What Brahma did before he went away, back to Satyalokam. Ityabhishtuya bhumanam triparikramya vadayo natvabhishtam jagaddhada sugama pratyabadhyada. Three times he circumambulated Krishna. Brahma, this is what we are supposed to do when you go into the temple. That we should circumambulate the deity. This is the system. At least minimum three times. It says very specifically there. Ityabhishtuya bhumanam triparikramya vadayoho. And natvabhishtam jagaddhada sugama pratyabadhyadam. That he went back to his own abode. Tado nutnyapya bhagavan sobhuvam ragavastinan valsan bulinamaninye yadavurvasakam sokhan. And Krishna was anxious to get back to his own place with all his other friends who were there. Egasmin yade egasmin nabiyade de pranesham chandaratmana Krishna maya hadarajan shanardham menirar bhagaham. Then 1 year the boy swelled. Now this whole verses from here onwards till the end is revealing Krishna's power of Maya, how Maya is controlled by Krishna, how effectively it is done. And when you read through the whole thing, it brings us to think about our own perception of time and our own perception of space. Whatever we conclude from our scientific, so-called modern scientific perceptions of time and space is completely broken here by the activities of Krishna. We will discuss that a little bit more detail later on, because
This is an important thing. Our conditioning is so strong due to the influence of the modern science that we tend to think that these things are eternally existing, time and space. And we normally do have an attitude to accept that this time and space is unlimited and it has no control on, no one can control them. But Krishna is showing here in these prayers, he mentions that also Sudeva Goswami is specifically pointing out to Parikshit Maharaj that under the control of Maya, everything functions in this world. There is nothing outside Maya's domain. Maya is the controller of the whole this creation. Material creation is under the control of Maya. And Maya, while controlling this, she sometimes exhibits some of her potencies. It is from these potencies that you can understand that behind this, Maya or Krishna's external energy is continuously controlling us very, very stringently from behind. And that perception you will get through when you read the next few verses. Egasmin adiyadabde pranesham chandaralpana krishnamayahadara janshanardhammenir erbhagaha kim kim navismarandiha maya mohida chedasa yenmohidam jagal sarvam abhishnam vismadalmagam. The boys were sitting there, Krishna's friends, who were sitting there and having their prasadam with Krishna. It was at that time, if you remember, that Krishna got up and went away looking for the calves. So from that point onwards, now that they have come back, Krishna is joining them back, and they have not even felt that Krishna was away for a year from them. According to our time, Krishna has been away from them over almost a year's time. He was away. And the boys were sitting there with the same way when Krishna left them. And they have not felt that Krishna's absence for a year from them. Number one. Number two, what was happening was, all that rice and vegetables and fruits, whatever they were eating, they were all sitting there with the same way when Krishna left. Because Krishna has told them while leaving, nobody should eat till I come back. And they all kept the word also. So it is such powerful application of Maya from Krishna's side that they sat there in that condition. And when they saw Krishna coming back, the first question they had to ask was whether Krishna has found all the calves which he has gone looking for. A year ago, Krishna has gone searching, and now they were asking the same question to Krishna, and Krishna was saying to them in the same way, joking with them as he left. And they never felt that Krishna has been away for a year from them. Ujuscha sukrata krishnam swagadam deviram hasa naigopya boji kavalam ehida sadhu bujyadam. They were asking Krishna to, now let's start the meal, he says to them. Let's start the meal. We have been away. You have been away for some time. Because they were all in a rush to enjoy the feast with Krishna together. Tado hasan khushi kesho abhyavahatya sahar bhagai darshayam sharma ajagaram nivartadavanal vrajam. From now onwards, what's happening is on their journey back to Brajam, back to their home. And in that time, they were noticing this skin of the Akasura skin lying there. Charma Rajagaram Nivartadavana Al Brajam. And Krishna's traveling back to, every day when Krishna was going back to, back home with the calves and with the cowherd boys, all the residents of Vrindavanam, they'll come out and stay looking at Krishna, seeing that, because they felt that the absence of Krishna from their eyes for the whole day, they were feeling that, and they were enjoying the sight of Krishna coming back from the forest with his friends and the calves. So when they normally come back, they don't come back in a quiet way, making all sorts of sounds and noises, and they will also glorify Krishna on their way home by the cowherd boys. Cowherd boys felt once again they were looked after and protected by Krishna. So that will be, and in order to celebrate that, they will call, glorify Krishna on their way home from the forest. And looking at their faces, the different cowherd boys and their faces, the mothers, the gopis, they will feel extreme blissful and extreme satisfaction that they had another great day with Krishna in the forest. And Krishna also, they wanted to see. And Vilumangalam, reference to this, to Krishna's return from the forest back to Vrindavanam every day. Krishna will be all the dust on his face. He must have been sweating, and the sweat and the dust together, it makes Krishna's face look different than normal. And everything will be very loose on his body because of the sweat and the whole day playing with his friends. That is satisfaction in the mind, in the face, that I had the opportunity to play the whole day with my friends. Just like you see sometimes boys, when they had a whole day to play, they feel, if you call them back in the evening home, they'll come home, but very satisfied. Then they want to eat and to rest. That's their normal procedure at that age. So the same thing, Krishna's traveling back to Vrindavanam. That is what's mentioned in the next words. Brahaprasunam, Brahaprasunanava Adhuvijitridangam, Prodhama Venu Dala Shangara Valsavadhyam, Valsan Granan, Anugagida Pavitra Girtir, Gobi Idru Valsavadrishi, Pravivesha Goshtam. It was a festival for the gopis every day, seeing Krishna coming back from the forest. That was there. You can see the Krishna consciousness they had throughout the day, thinking about Krishna, waiting for Krishna to come home in the evening so that they could see him again. Go valsan granan anugagita pavitra kirti gopirdra gulsa vadrashi pravivesha goshtam adhyanina mahamyalo yashodananda sunina hato vidavayam jasma idivala avraje jagum Shri Rajavajam. Brahman Parol Bhave Krishna Iyan Prema Katam Bhavel Yobhuda Purvastogesho Solbhavesho Vigatyadam. It was at this time that Parishit Maharaj had a few questions to ask to Sukadeva Goswami about few things which has occurred to his mind. First of all, they were away for almost a year from Krishna, were away from his friends, cowherd boys. And how did he spend, how did this time was wiped out how this time was taken out, or how it was not accounted for in this? Parishit Maharaj had this doubt also to ask about it. And Sri Shugavaja Sarveshama Vibhudanam Rubaswatmaiva Vallabha Other question he was that, what Sukadeva Goswami was asked by Parishit was that when they were away, that Krishna was feeling this, why did the cowherd boys, and how come the gopis felt this separation so strongly? And although they were not aware of that, Krishna has manifested himself by his expansions there. And they showed such extraordinary love for Krishna's expansions. We discussed that last Sunday, that they were feeling tremendous attachment for Krishna's expansions. Why did that happen? This was Parishit Maharaj's question to Sukadeva Goswami. And that is what Sukadeva Goswami answered that. It is also very interesting. All these are very subtle things mentioned there. And they make us realize that our perceptions of Maya and Maya's influence on us in our normal life in this world is so strong that sometimes, unless the sages like Sukadeva Goswami tells us the reality, we will never understand that. And that is what is coming through these next verses. Tadra jendra yathasneham sasagatmani dehinam na thada mamadalambi putra vitta griha adishum dehalpa vadinam pumsam abhirajanya sattama yada deha priyanamas tada anahyanu yejadam deho abhimamada bhakcha tarhyaso narmaval priya yajiriyat videhesmin jividasha beliyasim. What did Sukadeva Goswami say? Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit that normally we all think that I love somebody else loves me. This is how this material world normally runs in this whole Maya. Maya's world is like that. We have, and this perception, even after millions and millions of years, has not changed in our mind. So how did this perception exist in our mind? This is the power of Maya. So Sukadeva Goswami says there very, very clearly that it is this Maya that keeps us in this perception in our mind that we love somebody, somebody else loves me. And I love so many people. I love my friends. I love my relatives. I love my children. I love my wife. Like this, love in this world has a very, very great extended position, situation, which we all know, that some people love to such an extent they love the whole country. And they love the whole world also. Some people start saying like that. So sometimes you get worried, where is all this love coming from? For us, sometimes we feel there is nothing coming out from our heart. So Deva Swami says, don't worry about any of these things, he says. Why? Because this thing called love is actually only one thing really exists. According to Sudeva Goswami, and Krishna also says this later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sudeva Goswami says there, in reality, you love only yourself, nobody else. This is the fact. But because you love yourself, you love others for satisfaction of your own love. You love your own alma or your own soul. But those who are not on the spiritual understanding, those who do not have the understanding that they are spirit soul, or those who identify themselves with their own body, because they love their body, that which is very dear to them, that is the reason why they love others. Because others satisfy their bodily needs or their bodily requirements, or for that matter, their own love for themselves is what is prompting them to love other living entities. Otherwise, in this material world, or in this world when we come, when we know very well that all these relationships have started after we came here. We didn't know any of us each other before we came to this world. And that too happened after many years in life. And one day, by material nature's arrangement, these relationships will be finished also. Everyone will have to go their way. But during the short period of time, we develop the relationships in such a way thinking that, oh, so-and-so is in a nice relationship with him or with her. And this feeling develops in us. And we think that we love each other. So Sukadeva Goswami says, you don't love anybody, you love yourself. That is the truth and the reality behind it. But in order to understand this, you can also look at it this way. More than your body, you love your own soul. Those who are in the perception, most of the people have some perception of the soul in the body. They all know that they are not the body. But somehow or the other, in their daily life, it does not come very strongly to the front because the realization isn't there. But on an intellectual level, everyone understands that they identify with the soul to quite a large extent. Unless one is in such a deep ignorance and tamognam, it's very difficult to give up that understanding. Sometimes people say, I am atheistic, or I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. Even that person, when he is in distress, he will think, am I this body? That because the body is perishing one day anyway. And it is difficult to accept that everything is finished with the body. Anyone with little sense can understand that. So, what happens is, suppose one becomes injured in the body, or sometimes in an accident or something. Suppose you have to give up, say, part of your leg or hand or something like that. You are even willing to do that. Why? Because you still want to live. That means, in other words, you love yourself so much, the spirit soul, you are even willing to sacrifice a part of your body. This is the proof for that. That you love so much yourself, and this person, me, inside, is not going to be satisfied by anything else outside, because the preservation of that me inside, the soul, is the prime factor first. After that comes everything else. Sudeva Goswami explained this to Parikshit Maharaj in such a way that Parikshit understood. And now Sudeva Goswami said to Parikshit, this was the reason why when Krishna expanded himself in Vrindavanam, when Brahma hid all Krishna's cowherd boys, Krishna expanded himself. And when Krishna expanded himself in all the houses, all the gopis were loving these children more than what they were loving their own children. Why? What was the reason? Because this expansion of Krishna is nobody else than yourself. Who is Krishna? Krishna is our soul in the body, isn't it? We are part and parcel of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because it is your own expansion, Krishna's expansion is also, we are related to that. Through Krishna, we are related to that expansion also. And because that relationship existed in that way, the gopis felt unusual attachment for the cowherd boys when they were present there in their houses, more than what they felt for their own children. So you can see how the argument, the logic of Sudeva Goswami on this. Sudeva Goswami is saying they loved Krishna's expansion so much because they were that expansions were Krishna himself, who is our own Atma, who is our own soul, which is a part and parcel of Krishna. So once that relationship comes up, you cannot change it, because that is the way it is created. That our relationship with Krishna is so strong that we do not identify it due to influence of Maya. We accept everything else in this world as something in relationship with us. But reality, strictly speaking, everything else is asat. Asat is the nature of this world. There is nothing in this world permanent. Everything begins as a beginning and it has an end as well. As long as something has a beginning and an end, in the middle also it cannot be true. This is the reality. So the fact is that due to the influence of Maya, we have accepted that something which is known as true as true. And with the result is that our false identification with the body, with the society, with the so many other things in this world comes from that. And unfortunately, because of that, we forget our relationship with Krishna. This is what Sudeva Goswami pointed out to Parikshit Maharaj at this point in time. Parikshit Maharaj's question was, how did the gopis love Krishna's expansion to such an extent? What was the reason? Because gopis didn't know anything about it. Parikshit had wanted a clarification on that. And Sudeva Goswami clarified it this manner. And this is the way he explained it to Parikshit Maharaj about it. And Parikshit Maharaj was satisfied with that answer. Now, what else has happened in these prayers? In these prayers, there are so many things mentioned. But like we mentioned last Sunday, that Brahma learned a lesson in 1 year. We still won't learn. We may take a long time for us to learn this. But apart from that, there were other things as well. When the cowherd boys, when Krishna expanded into these cowherd boys, he had to accept the different ages, different bodies, different consciousness of his friends, and had to go back to each one of these houses with that consciousness so that the mothers won't recognize them, the difference in there, in between. There was no difference at all. Only thing, they felt more affection for these new children who have come from Krishna. That was their good fortune. Krishna had given them an opportunity to love him in that way. But interesting thing there is, it took 1 year for Brahma to go to Brahmalokam or to Satyalokam and come back. And this whole 1 year, Krishna had to play this role in his expansions. So when he was playing that role, this whole 1 year, the child had to grow. Isn't it? There were 5 years when they left home. Now by end of this, there were 6 years. So this 1 year, the children have grown a year. In other words, they changed from Kaumara age to Paugandam. I mentioned this, up to 5 years it's Kaumaram. Up to 10 years, it's Paugandam. So from Kaumaram to Paugandam, they have changed. This 1 year change in them. That has happened. And that was noticed by the mothers also. By the gopis have noticed that. And because the gopis have noticed that, Krishna had to make sure that those boys who were hit by Brahma also had grown 1 year during that time. It's not that they were put into a sort of situation where they didn't grow. Although they were in Maya, their body, mind, everything had to grow for a year, along with the expansion of Krishna's expansions, how they grew in 1 year. And they had to come to this level. Krishna's Maya was such that the boys also, who were hit by Lord Brahma, they also grew up in the same way. And it was after 1 year that they were now coming home with the old cowherd boys. And they came back and reported to the mothers that today, Krishna killed a big snake. This is what they said to the gopis. And gopis, and they all wanted to see. When they went to see the snake, the skin had already deteriorated. After a year, you can imagine a skin of a huge snake, what condition that will be. So they have noticed that. And that is mentioned in the Bhagavatam clearly. That Sarveshama vibhudanam navasvatma ivavallabha Idame idare padivityadyam stadvallavalayai vahi tadrajendra yathasneham sasagat sasagatmanidehinam nadhadamamadalambi putravittagrihadishu ദേഹാത്മവാദിനാം പുംസാം അഭിരാജന്യസത്തമ യഥാ ദേഹപ്രിയതമ സദാ നഹ്യനുയേചതം ദേഹോ ഭീമമദാഭാക്ച തർഹ്യസോ ആത്മവൽപ്രിയ യജ്ജീര്യത്ത വിദേഹേസ്മിൻ ജീവിതാശാ ബലീയസി തസ്മാൽ പ്രിയതമസ്വാത്മാ സർവേഷാമഭിദേഹിനാം തദർത്ഥമേവ സകലം ജഗദേതച്ചരാചരം കൃഷ്ണമേനമവേഹിത്വ ആത്മാനമഖിലാത്മനം ജഗദ്ധിതായ സോപ്യത്ര ദേഹീവാഭാദിമായയാം വസ്തുതോ ജാനതാമത്ര കൃഷ്ണം സ്താസ്നുച്ചരിഷ്ണുജാം ഭഗവദ്രൂപമഖിലം നാന്യദസ്തിഹ കിഞ്ചനാം സർവേഷാമപി വസ്തുനാം ഭാവാർത്ഥോ ഭവതി സ്ഥിത തസ്യാപി ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണ കിമതദ്വസ്തുരൂപ്യതാം സമാശ്രിതായേ പദവല്ലവപ്ലവം മഹൽപദം പുണ്യശോ മുരാരി ഭവാംബുധിർ വത്സപദം പരം പദം 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 യദ്വിപദം നതേഷാം. സുദേവ സ്വാമി സൈങ് സമാശ്രിതായേ പദവല്ലവപ്ലവം മഹൽപദം പുണ്യശോ മുരാരി. കൃഷ്ണസ് ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ്, one who takes shelter of that lotus feet, his possession is mahalpadam punyesho murari. How, what will happen if you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? What will happen is bhavambuner valsabaram parambadam. That today we know that how difficult it is to cross the ocean of material life, material existence. If you want to hear, you have to listen to Krishna, what Krishna says over material life. Because we are under the influence of the three modes of nature, we really do not take it very seriously. We think every day is going nicely. Summer has come, winter will come after that, again summer will come. And our material activities are reasonably going okay. So when we ask somebody, how are you? Not too bad, not too bad. Not too bad is going on from morning to night. But it is too bad, unfortunately. It is not too bad, it is too bad. Why? I will say why it is. Krishna is saying here, in the Bhagavatam if you read, in one instance, Uddhava asked Krishna, why this human population is like this? Shokara javal, shwava karam ajam. That is the three things he has compared to. Shwava means dogs, ajam means goat, and karam means camel. Yeah, shwava karam and ajam. Shokara javal, he says. Krishna says, I am not at all surprised. What did Krishna say? Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, look at this, he said. There is a big tree standing there. And on top of that tree, there is a bird has made a nest there. And the bird has its family also there. Wife and children, like in normal way, only thing is a different species. And it has created this nest there and is sitting there comfortably. So, somebody has come and they have decided to cut this tree. He takes the axe and start cutting it. So, you know, when you're a large tree, if you start cutting with an axe, it takes a while to cut it, isn't it? It's not like modern weapons, you just, it goes and finish in 2 seconds. But in the Krishna's time, obviously, that didn't exist. So, therefore, that Krishna has used that comparison. With this axe, he start cutting. So every time we start cutting, the tree will start, pieces will come out from that, chips will fall off from that, isn't it? Tuck, 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 it keeps cutting. Now Krishna says to Uddhava, if the bird on the top is thinking that I am safe, not too bad, we are sitting there, it won't be very long, he says. And he says, your heart is like that, he said. It is that man is hitting all the time, tuck, tuck, tuck. And that is our heart is pounding. The same heartbeat Krishna has created for this reason, to give us a warning. That it is going on, the tuck tuck is going on, and one day the tuck will stop. And then the tree will fall. He says, I've given everything for the human race to understand what I have created them for. If they don't take notice of it, what can I do? This is what Krishna is saying to Uddhava. It's one of the finest examples in the Bhagavatam. To tell us, and nobody, nradeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sugalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena navasvaderidam puman bhavadhim natareel saal maham. Krishna is saying there, I have given him the human body, what more can I do? Nradeham adyam, And he is thinking this human body is available easily. No, it is not. Because he doesn't know how the theory behind it, how different bodies one gets. He is not aware of that. He is thinking, oh, just by accident he has got it. He is taking it like that. Mridehaam adhyam sulabham sudurlabham. Out of the 8.4 million species, I give him the human body, so let him take advantage of it. When Brahma created different species, he was not satisfied. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam about that. That ultimately, when he created the human form, he felt somewhat satisfied. Why? Because in that form, or human form, he can discriminate and see things. What is advantage of this particular body? What is the special facilities this body is offering me? One can think like that. So Brahma, realizing this, gave this human body a special position. Why? In this human body, one can culture Krishna consciousness. So Krishna says, Nudeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham. That rare body I have given to them at this time. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. And what kind of body is that? It is like a wooden log. You have been given a wooden log, or like a boat. You get into that and you sit on that and start rowing the boat. Cross over to the other side. Material existence is compared to an ocean all the time. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. And the boat, to guide that boat, I have given a captain also. Who is that captain? Captain is the spiritual master. So spiritual master's duty is to, he is taking you along the ocean to the other side. Nrudeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. Karnadharam is the captain of the ship. Guru karnadharam. He is taking the boat. The disciple has only one duty. He has to sit in the boat and do what he has been told. To row, and the rowing is our sadhana. The sadhana, what we are doing, is all the instructions from the spiritual master, is that what we have to do. Plavam sugalpam guru karnadharam. And then, what else have I done? Krishna is saying to Uddhava, mayanu kulena nabhasvaderidam. When he has accepted all these things properly, and is following that route, he has got into the boat. Spiritual master is taking him quietly onto the other side of the ocean. And at that time, mayanu kulena nabhasvaderidam. That I make things favorable for him. In other words, I fix that devotee's mind, fixed up in his consciousness to advance on the spiritual path. I give him all the facilities, association of the devotees, the holy name, the temple, the prasadam, everything, so many different things to help you to go through that process of crossing the material life. Mayanu kulena nabhasvaderidam. And then, puman bhavabdhim nataril. And a person who has got that opportunity, if he has not utilized it for himself, puman bhavabdhim. Because this is the opportunity where one can stop this cycle of taking birth and death again and again. So that is how to stop the death, that this dying process is not a very very pleasant thing for anybody. Those who have seen death or those who have heard death, they will also know about when people die, what an amount of unhappiness one has to go through. Sometimes it is unknown to us what an amount of distress we will face at the time of death. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the story of the how to win over death. That is the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. Srimad Bhagavatam is not telling us how to make $1 million. That's not Srimad Bhagavatam's message. Srimad Bhagavatam's message is, now that you have got this human form, please take advantage of it. And this is the boat that can help you to cross the material life, material ocean of material life. So, puman bhavabdhim nadarel. Krishna says, if he does not use this opportunity of human body to perfect his spiritual path, to go back home, back to Krishna, puman bhavabdhim nadarel sa al maham. I consider him as killer, or himself is committing suicide. So suicide is not what we say suicide here. What we say suicide in this world, if somebody commits suicide by killing himself, by giving up his body, we consider that is a suicide. Krishna says no. If you are not utilized your body properly for the right purpose, whole life spent in different sense gratification, and at the end, when the time of death, thinking that Krishna will come and protect us, that may not happen. Puman Bhavadim Natare Elsa Atmaha. Krishna considered, consider that he is a killer of the soul. That he got an opportunity, he didn't take advantage of it. So, like this, in the Bhagavadam, this one particular point, Krishna has spoken about this to Uddhava. And that is how that we have to understand Maya's ways of keeping us occupied in this world is so powerful that it will not allow us to understand the reality behind all these things. So exactly the same thing happened here. Generally we say that the Maya is an unknown factor to us. In all our daily dealings and in our life in this world, the influence of Maya, although it's the most powerful thing, that is one thing we tend to forget very easily, that Maya is behind every step behind us. In the Bhagavadam, in order to explain this, in the Brahmastuti, in Brahma's prayers, Brahma has not forgotten this. Because you can see here that the when this incident happened, the time and space, the two factors which normally should have affected the Krishna's friends, did not affect them. How did that not affect them? Because when they were when they were sitting there waiting for Krishna to come back, when Brahma has kept them under Maya's control, Brahma's activities and Krishna's activities were such that under the influence of Maya, even the time and the space were forgotten. This may look very strange. How could you control the time like that? In fact, time is also a sankalpam of mind. Sankalpa means, you can say, more or less like a perception of the mind. Why is it a perception of the mind? Because normally we think that time is eternal and we have specific capacity to measure the time, and we have developed such precise instruments to measure the time in the modern world. And we think that we have a control on the time. The time is flowing and we keep measuring it all the time. But this is again a perception of the mind. Mind is telling that this much time has passed, this much time is still left, this much time is going to come. All these are perceptions of the mind. So under the influence of Maya, these perceptions, once you change, your measurement of time is also bogus. It has no value. That is what it is saying here. That the this factor called time is under the influence of Maya. Maya can even change the our perception of time, and all our time measurements also goes into problems. Why I am saying this is that all the laws what science has invented today are all under conditions. Only under certain conditions it will work. So if you change the conditions, everything changes. For example, if you put a needle in the water, the needle goes down, isn't it? Goes into the bottom of the pot. But if you put a large wooden log in the water, it floats. Now, the question will come, why does it happen? The scientists will answer, oh, it's buoyancy, the law of buoyancy. They have got Charles' law, Peter's law, or Boyle's law, this law, that law, so many laws there. All these laws are there, that's why. But you can see these things, these laws work only under certain conditions. That Krishna has decided that under these conditions, these laws will work. Now, if Krishna wants, he can change the conditions, and your law also changes along with it. And that example is in the Ramayana. When Ramachandra wanted to cross the sea to the other side, to Sri Lanka, he said that the stones will float in the water. And the stones floated. Why? The conditions were changed. So when Krishna changes the condition, everything changes. Ramachandra changed the conditions, so the stones floated and the monkeys crossed over happily to the other side. This is one. When Krishna lifted the Govardhana hill, Krishna said the law of gravity doesn't have to work. It can stay there for 7 days. It stayed there. So all these laws of gravity, sometimes people say, oh, the Newton's law of gravity, when people argue that because the power of gravity is more than the power of the tree which is holding the fruit, when it exceeds the power of the tree which is holding the fruit falls. But that may be true in under certain conditions. But when the conditions are changed by the Supreme Lord or Krishna's arrangement, material nature has to change the conditions. All these laws also has to change. They have no validity anymore. This is what we have to remember. So similarly, here when the children were under conditions of the time when material nature, Maya, has engaged them like that, the children did not know that 1 year has crossed, 1 year has gone. They felt exactly as though they were there enjoying the feast. And when Krishna came back, they accepted him as their old friend, would come back in a few minutes, and they continued the feast from there. So that is what the few things in the Brahmastuti that comes out. Brahma's glorification is like this to show us that Maya is a very powerful entity, and this Maya is completely under Krishna's control. And when Krishna wants to use Maya, why Krishna is called Yogeshwareshwara? Yogeshwara, he has so much control on Maya that no one can do anything or test Krishna about his capacity to control the material energy. That is what in the last few verses. Samashridaye padaballava plavam mahal padam punyasho murare bhavambudir valsabaram parambadam valsabadam parambadam padam padam yadvivadam nadesham. Exactly like one can cross over the a calf's hoof print, because it is such a small thing to cross over. One can cross like that the ocean of material life, one who has taken the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Yedathe sarvamakhyadam yalprishtoham ihatvaya yalkaumare harigridam paugande parigirtidam. So all this whole story has happened when they were Kumaras, Kaumaram stage. And they were discussing this in the Pauganda stage. That's what Sri Shukan is saying. Edathe sarvamakhyadam yalprishtoham ihatvaya yalkaumare harigridam paugande parigirtidam. Edal sohral mischaridam urare arghadanam shadulajemanam cha. Vyakti edaradru major avishtavam shrunvan ganan edinaro ghilarthan. So this whole incident of Krishna's vanabhojanam, the feast with the friends, Akhasura's killing, Lord Brahma's glorification, all these things, whoever studies all these things sincerely, Sukadeva Goswami says there, Vyakte edaram dhruvam ajor vabhishtavam shrunvanrana nedinaro ghilarthan. One will make progress on a spiritual path because of this, and he will make the success in whatever he had his desires on that. Evam vihare kaumare kaumaram jahadru prajai nilayane sedumandir markadol plavana divim. That children played like this in the forest every time. They have various games, particularly the different pastimes of Krishna, they were enacting together. And in that problem, Sedubandir, Markarol Pravala Divim, building the bridge to Sri Lanka, that Sedubandhanam, that they have played together as children, and various pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. All these things were very, very interesting to the children when they played in Vrindavanam. When the Brahma's prayers, if you look, it is the verse 1 to verse 40 of that chapter 14. First 40 verses, that is Brahma's prayers to Krishna. Briefly, we discussed this Sunday, last Sunday, but a lot of these things mentioned here is higher philosophy. Higher philosophy means it relates to the Vedanta side of the Absolute Brahman, Supreme Brahman, and Krishna. And in essence, what Brahma told Krishna was that jnanam is good, spiritual knowledge is necessary, but with the spiritual knowledge alone, one is never complete, because ultimately, if one does not take Krishna's lotus feet shelter, all that jnanam and knowledge, everything has no value. This is what Brahma is confirming that through this prayers. In essence, that is what he has said there. He also mentioned at the end a few things, few verses. They are all from different Upanishads. Brahma has put them in his own words. If you look at verses 37, 38, they are both Upanishad statements, and they have equivalent Upanishad words for that. Prabanjam nishprabanjobi vidambayasi bhutale prabanna janadananda sandoham prajidam prabhom. Janandameva janandu kimbahukyaname prabho manaso vabusho vacho vaibhavam tavagocharam. janandameva janando kim bahukya name prabho, that those who are thinking that they know him do not know him. That is what it means. And there are so many statements in Upanishads like that. He thinks he knows, but he doesn't know. That sometimes it looks a little bit difficult to understand why it is stated like that. It is because the nature of the truth is such, it is very difficult to present it in a way that is easily understood by the ordinary people. That is why jnanis, when they explain the nature of the absolute truth, they are always reject, not this, not this, not this. They keep, nedi is coming from that. So in the same way, it's mentioned here, that janandameva janando, somebody is thinking that I know what the truth is, but he doesn't know, it says. Because why? Manaso vabusho vacho vaibhavam tava gocharam. Neither mano vachama gocharam. By mind, by body, by words, you cannot describe the absolute truth. That is so difficult it is. That is the position of Krishna. The absolute truth is like that. It is beyond our understanding. We cannot and we cannot explain through our own words. The manaso vabusho vacho vaibhavam tava gocharam. Who can explain Krishna through words? Nobody can explain Krishna through words. That absolute truth is so beyond, transcendental nature of Krishna is such that no one with our limited mind, senses, intelligence, we cannot explain the absolute truth. This is our position. These are the statements of the Upanishads, and that Brahma has confirmed here in his prayers also. Jananda meva janandu, that he is saying that, thinking that himself he knows that. Bahu kim bahuktya name prabhom. That who can, because Brahma has now come to his senses, he understood. Brahma parikshidumanaha, that he came here to test Krishna. That pariksha is over now, the examination is over. And now fully satisfied, Brahma has saying to Krishna, manasavabusho vajo vaibhavam tavagojaram. Who can glorify you? Who can explain you through words, mind, words, or intelligence? In fact, many things we think true, false, all these things, it is coming from our mind, intelligence and senses, isn't it? These are the three tools what Krishna has given to us to understand the material nature. And these are the three things with which you have to try for spiritual realization also. If these three things are taken away from us, mind, intelligence and the senses, what are we left with? Nothing. What can you do anything after that? You can't, now today, for example, with these three agents, mind, intelligence and senses, we perceive everything in this material world and we start thinking, this is all real thing, real, 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 everything is real for us today. Why is it real? Because we are saying that through our temporary senses, temporary or through the mind and the intelligence, we are able to develop a relationship with the object, isn't it? That is how we come to some certainty that these things exist and they are real. But Shastra is saying nothing is real. They are all false because it's come from the, it was created at some time. It lives for some time and it dies away after some time. Where is real? But our mind is telling us, no, it's all true. This is how we perceive things in this world. But Shastra is saying, if these three things are taken away from you, what do you know then? What will you perceive? You won't be able to perceive anything in this creation. So this is how, and this mind, intelligence and the senses are the three tools that's been given to us to develop the spiritual reality, to understand the spiritual reality also. So that is why in Shuddhigita prayers you will find that the matra artanja bhavartanja almana akalpaneja akalpanayajam, that we are thinking senses, mind and intelligence is given to us so that we can exploit the material nature. This is what our conclusion is. We think that by exploiting the material nature, I can make my life very, very comfortable in this world. Shastra is saying, you have completely got it wrong. These senses were not given to you to exploit the material nature. They were given to you, this is an opportunity. Through these three things, through mediums, you can have some understanding of the absolute truth. So somebody has given you an expensive tool and you use that tool for some silly purpose, then we are not very intelligent. That is what Bhagavatam is saying. That these tools, three tools that Krishna has given to us can be used for a higher purpose, and that is what Krishna consciousness is. And if it is used for Krishna consciousness, then those tools are applied properly in the proper way. That is what it means. Janandameva janando kimbahukyaname prabho manasovamushovacha vaibhavam tavagocharam anujanihimam krishna sarvam tvam velsi sarvadrit tvameva jagadam nado jagadedattavarpidam. Saying this, he decided to surrender to Krishna because there was nothing Brahma could do about it, and it was at that time he surrenders to Krishna. Shri Krishna Vrishni Gula Bushkara Joshadayin Shmanar Jaradijabashud Adivrdhigarin Uddharma Sharvara Harachidira Shasadramagalpa Arkamarhan Bhagavan Namaste. And that was the total final obeisances to Krishna. What was that? As long as there is sun and moon planet is there, throughout my kalpam, I offer my obeisances to you. Ah, kalpam arkamarhan bhagavan namaste. Then please do not take me anymore as an offender and forgive me for the offense I have committed. Shri Krishna, Vrishnigula, Pushkara Joshadayin, Shmanarjara, Dishabashuda Divrdhigarin, the protector of the cows and the brahmanas, and protector of the Mother Earth, who has been taken out from all the demons, have been killed by yourself. Udharma Sharvarahara Shidi Rakshasadram, that the earth has been wiped out from all the Rakshasa, have been killed by your presence here. By your presence like this, Brahma mentioned to Krishna. Then, Kalpamarkamarhan Bhagavan Namaste. Continuously, I pay my obeisances to you for the whole Kalpam. As long as there is a sun and moon in the sky, I pay my obeisances. That is how Brahma felt humbled after this incident with Krishna. So, Brahmastuti, one of the most glorious prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, worthwhile studying and remembering those verses. From this, we move on to the next chapter. Shri Shuka Uvajam. That by now, Krishna's position has changed. Krishna has come to the Pauganda stage, that he is almost 6 years old. So what does that mean? Up to now, Krishna has taken permission from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi to tend the calves, isn't it? So when Brahma had come and surrendered himself to Krishna, Krishna thought, now I have grown up a little bit, isn't it? Krishna has definitely grown up, because if you could make Brahma to come and pay obeisances, he must be definitely grown up. Otherwise it couldn't be done, isn't it? So you can see Krishna's growing up like this. Krishna has decided now that I should not be tending these calves anymore. I should take over the cows. So goes back to again to Mother Yashoda. From tomorrow, I won't be tending the cows. I'll be tending the cows. Says to Yashoda. Yashoda Devi says, no. You're not even big for tending the cows, Yashoda says to Krishna. Krishna says that those days have gone now. I am big. If you don't agree, I'll talk to Nanda Maharaj. And he knew where it will finish. So what can Yashoda do? Yashoda says, you talk and get the permission. So Krishna goes to Nanda Baba and says to him that from tomorrow onwards, I'll be taking the cows, because it's not good that I only take the cows. I am too grown up now. So I should have the cows under my control. Nanda Maharaj says, yes, we'll send somebody else with you also to keep an eye on what's going on. That how can you manage these big cows? Krishna says, no. They'll be all right. Krishna gave full confidence to Nanda Baba and Yashoda. So he starts doing that. So those things are happening in the next chapter. And also in the next chapter, there was something else happening. That Krishna had some interesting pastime in this chapter. Something very unusual. And nobody understood why Krishna did it. It is the conclusion of the commentators that the reason why Krishna did is this. They say like that. It's not mentioned. Sri Shukan doesn't say that clearly. What Krishna did was, one day they went to the forest. When they went to the forest, after playing for a long time, Krishna says to Lord Balaram, Balaram, brother, you are very, very tired. He wasn't tired actually. But Krishna is saying to him, you are very tired now. Balaram says, no, I'm not tired. Krishna says, no, you are tired. So what do we do? If he says tired, Krishna says you are tired, There's nothing you can do about it. So, Balaram says, what do you want me to do? Krishna says, now we want to look after you because you are so tired. Calls all his friends together and they start arranging a bed for Balaram to lie down. And wonderful bed they made, bringing all kinds of flowers and leaves, everything, and set up a nice bed for Balaram to lie down. Balaram says, when I am not tired, why you want me to lie down? Krishna says, no, you lie down here. And he has to lie down. So Balaram was lying down and Krishna is saying to the friends, bring some leaves and start fanning him nicely. So, and told Sridham, his best friend, take Balaram's lotus feet and put it on your lap and start massaging it now. So Sridham started doing all. None of the friends knew what was the significance of all this. Nobody understood. And then Krishna goes there, sits at the head of Lord Balaram, takes his head and puts it on his own lap and starts saying a few things. We'll read through and then we'll talk about that, what he said.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Tadascha Baugandavaya Shridau Vraje Babu Vadustau Pashubala Sammadau Gascharayandau Sakhibisamam Pader Vrindavanam Punyamadiva Chakradum Tanmadhavo Venamudirayan Mrudau Gobair Granadvi Swayasho Belanmida Pashun Puraskritya Pashavyama Vishal Vihartu Kama Kusuma Karamvanam Tamanju Goshali Brigadvija Kulam Mahanmana Prakhyamaya Saraswada Vatena Jushtam Shatapatra Gandhina Nirikshayandam Bhagavan Manodhate Sadatra Natra Arunavalla Vashriya Bhalaprasuno Rubhare Napadayoho Sushachihan Vichavanaspadin Muda Swayam Nivaha Grajamadi Purushaihi Shri Bhagavan Vaja Aho Ami Deva Rama Aho Ami Deva Rama Rachidam Padambujam De Sumana Palarhanam Namandubadaya Shikha Bhiralpana Tamo Bahate Tarujan Mayalkadam. From now on, Krishna is speaking to Lord Balaram about it. Then Krishna is saying to Balaram that this whole forest wants to serve you. Everyone is looking for an opportunity to serve you. And they want to serve your lotus feet and give us that opportunity.
Gayandamadi purushanubadam bhajande prayomami munigana bhavadi yumukhyam gudam vanevina jahat anakalpa devam nrityandami shikhinami dhyamudha harinya kurvandi gopimivade priyami kshanena suktaischa kogilagana grihamagadaya dhanya vanaugasamiyanhi sadam nisargam dhanyeya madhyadarani tralavirudaswal Padaspresho, Drumalada, Karajabimrishtaha, Nadiodreya, Kagabraga, Sadaya, Valoge, Gopion, the Reina Bujayora, Bielspraha, Shri, Shri Shugavaja, Evam Brindavanam, Shrimal, Krishna Pridamana, Pashun, Reme Sanjarayan, Nadre, Saridro, Oda Susanuga, Kujil Gaidi Gailsu, Madandal, Shunu, Braday, Ubagiyamanidam, Sragvi, Sangarshanan, Vidaha, Kujichakalahamsanam, Anigujani Kujidam, Abinatinatinam, Brahinam, Hasayan Kojil, Megagampira Yavaja, Namabirduraga, and Pashun, Kujidahoeni Pritya, Gogo Bala Manukea, Chagora crown the Krahom, Bharatujam Shabarhinam, Anuraudismasatuanam, Bidaval Vyakrasim Hayohom, Kujil Krira Parishanam, Gobol Sangobavarhanam, Soyam Vishramayatyayam, Pada Samvahana Divi. Nurtya doga in a quabil, Valgado idia dormida, Grihida hasto gobal and hasando, prasasham sadum, Kojil palavel peshu, the yunta shamagarashida, Burchamula shreshene, gobol sango babarhana, Father Samahanam Jakrok, Egypta simahal, mana, Abane hadaba apmano, Vijane samavijain, Anieta nirubani, Manutiani mahal, mana, Gayam nismaharaja, Sneha clinatia shane.
After Balaram was put to into the bed, and Krishna sitting at the with Balaram's head on Krishna's lap, Sridham at the other end with Balaram's lotus feet, Krishna asked one cowherd boy, can you sing some song to keep Balaram happy? So Balaram could not figure out, what is this all about? Why unduly an attention for me today? One day I am told not to come even with me to the forest to play. And this day, today, it's a big celebration. Everything for Balaram today. So Balaram could not figure out anything. What is this whole thing behind it? So two of the cowherd boys, they started singing for the pleasure of Balaram. And Balaram thought, anyway, let me have the few minutes, a good time. You know, sometimes when you go to a five-star hotel and live there, you know that you're not staying there for a long time. So you feel as though a couple of days you are there, you want to take the best advantage of the facilities in the hotel. So something like that. Balaram was feeling very comfortable with Krishna keeping his head on his lap and Sri Rama massaging his feet. The boys were singing, other cowherd boys were singing, and somebody was fanning Balaram. And Krishna also said that something nice for Balaram to eat, to bring it all. Apparently, when all this was going on, Krishna quietly said to Balaram in his ears, it's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, what did he say to him? He said, you know, when I came as Ramachandra, you came as Lakshmana, didn't you? And Lakshmana has served Ramachandra so nicely in the forest for 12 long years. I could not pay back anything at that time, but I want to pay it back now, Balaram said. And Krishna says to Balaram, and that is what this is all about. So when Balaram heard all that, he also enjoyed that. He says, then pay me back nicely, he said. Don't reduce it. Because I spent 12 years there. There was an agreement then that between Krishna, when Ramchandra and Lakshmana, that the service Lakshmana has did, if you read Ramayanam, you will find that what a sacrifice as younger brother he did to Ramchandra. And Ramchandra has not forgotten that. So that is why at this time, Krishna said, I may not be able to give back everything what you have done for me, but something I should do for you, and today is your day, my dear brother, he says to Balaram. And the whole day's incident is based on this understanding. It was Lord Balaram's day from that day. You can see from the next few verses what happened. Evam nikudatmagadiswamaya govatmajatvam charideru vidambayan iremi iramalalidabadavallavo gramyai samam gramyavadisha jeshtidaha Sridhamanama Gopalo Ramageshavayo Saka Subalastoka Krishnadyang Gopo Premnedam Abruvan. They are Krishna's very close and dearest friends. Who are they? Sridhama. Sridhamanama Gopalo. This particular cowherd boy, Sridham, he says, Ramageshavayo Saka. Balaram and Krishna consider him as their closest friend. Yeah. Closest friend was the Sridham. Then, Subala was Sloka Krishna also. They all were very close and dear to the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram. That's Sri Ramanama Gobalo, Ramakeshavayo Sakha, Subala Sloka Krishna Dhyangoba, Premnedam Abruvan, Ramarama Mahabaho, Krishna Dushanivarhana, Ido Vidures Mahat, Vanam Thalali Sangulam. Not far from there was a forest of Thalavanam. Thalavanam it is called, where there was a lot of palm trees. And these palm trees had very, very nice, wonderful fruits from there. And the wind that was coming from there was bringing the smell there. So when the smell was coming, that desire to eat them came to the boys. It's natural, isn't it? That age, particularly, wants to eat well and relish the food very nicely. So they mentioned this to Balaram that day. They didn't mention that to Krishna straight away. To Balaram, because Balaram is the center of attraction today, the personality. So they thought, let us take advantage of this and take help from Balaram. Up to this time, Balaram hasn't done anything. He hasn't killed anybody, hasn't even done anything which has impressed the cowherd boys. So what they did today was that they decided to make Balaram excited about all the thing. So they knew Balaram's nature. If you talk in a proper way, Balaram will get excited. And Balaram, so what they said was, they said to Balaram, that you see, look at Krishna. How many demons he has killed till now? You're not even killed one water snake. Water snake means some which has no poison. Even that you have not killed. They were trying to get Balaram excited about it. Balaram pulled his shirt sleeves, everything, and got very, very enthused about it. And now you have an opportunity, he says to Balaram. You can see in the words how it is explained. The cowherd boys are saying to Balaram, you got an opportunity to show your strength now. In other words, they were wanted Balaram to get fired up. They were exciting. And Krishna was also taking the side along. Krishna didn't want to do anything. He wanted Balaram to do this today. So in the next verse, you will find
Balani Gatraburini, Patandibadidani, Sandigim Tavirudhani, Denuke Eletheral Manam.
There is a demon called Denuvasura who lives in that forest. He will not allow anybody to take the fruits from the forest. But if you can help us to get some fruits, we would love to eat that. So in the next verse, if you look, see the way verse is written.
Sodivirya Saro Rama.
Telling Rama, making feel, Rama, you're not very powerful. You know, we like to see your courage or your valor or how good you are.
Sodivirya Saro Rama. Hey Krishna, Kararubadrak.
Krishna is only an ass. In other words, saying to Krishna that this demon Denuga is nothing but an ass. In other words, it's not worthwhile for you to touch him. In other words, the words are framed in such a way, when Balaram heard it, he understood that, I think the boys are suspecting my capacity to kill the demons. And Krishna felt at the same time, Hey Krishna, Kararubadrak. He's like an ass who is not worthwhile for you to put your hands on, or there's no point in you putting your effort into it. In other words, making Krishna feels that this was not a bigger demon for him to kill. He could easily kill him. You don't require much energy. Whereas for Balaram, you like to see your courage and strength, whether you can handle him. Like this, they put that words.
Sodivirya Saro Rama, Hey Krishna, Kararubadrang, Atmadulya Balai Ranyir, Yadivir Bhavir Pradam. Tasmal Kramarahara Bhidir Nirbhirahutrahan Nasevyade Pashugane Pachisanger Vivarjidam Vidyande Bhukta Burwani Palani Surabhinijam Yeshavai Surabir Gandho Vishujino Vagrishyade Prayachadani Krishna Gandhalo Vidajadasam Vanchasti Mahadirama Gamyadam Vidirochade Evam Suhurdvaja Shutva Suhurl Prayachagir Shaya Prahasa Jan Jagadun Mobe Rodhutalavanam Prabhu.
Then Balaram did not care for anybody now. He wanted to go to Thalavanam and meet Denugasura there. So he started walking. Krishna said to Sridham and others that we better start following him, otherwise we won't see Balaram's killing Denugasura. So they also started following. As soon as they got to Thalavanam, first thing Balaram did was, these palm trees, they were full of fruits. He went and started shaking these big, huge palm trees with his with his hands. And if Balaram shakes a palm tree, the palm tree started falling down along with the fruit, some of them. And it was such a shake what Balaram has given that Denugasura did not get much time. He realized that somebody has entered the forest. He came looking for the person who is doing this. What they say is, if Balaram, for this whole universe will shake, if Balaram shakes it. That is how Balaram's position is. So many universes are standing on the top of his hood, like a mustard seed, mentioned in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Balaram considers all these universes something like a mustard seed. It's the size of a mustard seed for him. Adi Sangarshana Murti, Adi Adishesha Bhagavan, or Sangarshana Murti's position is like that. Krishna's first expansion is Sangarshana. So that Sangarshana Murti has come now, Balaram has come, and Balaram is shaking this tree. So you can imagine what that shake means. So it didn't take much time for Denugasura to notice what has happened. Denugasura came forward straight away. Denugasura came there. And Denugasura wanted to find out who it is. But he has come in the form of an ass. That was the that was the form, the Denugasura's form. So when the ass comes like this, Balaram was a little bit perplexed. Because what do you do with an ass? The ass started making its beautiful sound, isn't it? And he was doing that also, very nicely, very melodious cry of that ass. He came. And not only he came, when he came to closer to, wanted to, what do the asses do? Asses don't have any proper limbs to fight, isn't it? They don't have any horns or anything, like the bulls or the other animals have got. They don't have any weapon to fight with. Their body is like that. Generally what they do is, they will kick you with their backside foot. That's what they say. We say here also, isn't it? Then the ass kick, they say, kick of the ass. So same thing. So as soon as this ass came over to Balaram, he turns his back to Balaram. So can you imagine, sometimes people also come, their friend stand in front of the deity and shows the back to Krishna. And look in the other, all the other beauty of the temple. Normally one should never show the backside to Krishna under any circumstances. The way in the temple, it should always be that we should show the front side to Krishna. That is always necessary. And that is the proper way. So here, go in front of Balaram and showing the back. So Balaram couldn't understand, what is he showing his back to me? Maybe he wants to pay his obeisances in a different way, Balaram thought. And he started kicking Balaram with his backside, from the back foot. So from the back foot, they have a fine way of kicking. That is the finest thing they can do, the strongest thing they can do. And Balaram thought, what can I do? I have to hold that leg. Now, to holding an ass leg is not very nice thing. Sometimes there's an expression also, to get sometimes job done, you have to hold the leg of an ass also. Sometimes there's an expression like that. So Balaram decided, it looks that Balaram was the first person to hold the leg of an ass, that he held the ass, lifted him and threw him. And in that powerful throw, Dainugasura was filled, finished. As soon as Dainugasura was finished, all the cowherd boys and others, they took as much fruits as wanted and they had a very nice feast with the from Talavanam, the Tala fruits they had from there. So Krishna congratulated Balaram for this that day. So it was the first demon in the Srimad Bhagavatam whom Balaram has killed. So that is Dainugasura's story there.
ബലപ്രവിശ്യ ബാഹുഭ്യം താലാൻ സംപരികമ്പയൻ ഫലാനി പാതയാമാസാം അതങ്കജവിവഹുജസാം ഫലാനാം പദതാം ശബ്ദം നിശമ്യാസുരരാസഭ അഭ്യതാവലക്ഷിതിദലം സനകം പരികമ്പയൻ സമേത്യതരസാ പ്രത്യഗ്ഭ്യാം പദ്ഭ്യാം ബലം ബലി നിഹത്യോരസികാ ശബ്ദം ഉഞ്ചൻ പരിസരൽഘലാം പുനരാസാദ്യ സംരദ്ധ ഉപക്രോഷ്ടാ പരാസ്ഥിര ചരണാവപരരാജൻ ബലായ പ്രാക്ഷിപലുഷാം സത്വം ഗൃഹീത്വാ പ്രപദോ ബ്രാഹ്മയിത്വൈകവാണിനാം ചിക്ഷേപത്തിനരാജാഗ്രേ ബ്രാഹ്മണത്യക്തജീവിതം തേനാഹതോ മഹാദാലോ വേവമാനോ ബൃഹച്ഛ്രിരാം പാർശ്വസ്ഥം കമ്മയൻ ഭഗ്നം സചാന്യം സോപി ചാപരം ബലസലിലയോ സൃഷ്ടം ഘരദേഹ ഹദാഹദാഹ താലാശ്ച കമ്പിരേ സർവേ മഹാവാദേരിദാ ഇവാം. Then when Dainugasura was killed, Neda Chitram Bhagavati Anande Jagadishwari Odaprodamidam Yasmim Sandushangam Yathapadam Tata Krishnanja Ramanja Jnadayo Dainugase Kroshtaro Bindravan Sarve Samrabdha Hadabantavam Tamstana Abadada Krishno Ramashtara Urvalilaya Rhida Vashchascharanan Prahino Tanarajasum Padaprakara Sangirnam Daitadehir Gadasubhi രാജവു സദാലാഗ്രേർ ഘനൈരിവനഭസ്ഥലം തയോസ്ഥൽ സുമഹൽ കർമ്മ നിഷാമ വിഭുതാദയ മുജോഷ്പവർഷാണി ചക്കുർവാദ്യാനി ദുഷ്ടവും അത താലമലാന്യാദൻ മനുഷ്യാഗല സാധ്വസ തൃണഞ്ചമശമശ്ചേരുർ ഹതധൈനുകാനനെ കൃഷ്ണാകമലപത്രാംഷ പുണ്യശ്രവണകീർത്തനം സ്തുയമാനൂകേ ഗോപൈ സാഗ്രജോ വ്രജമാ വ്രജൽ തം ഗോരജച്ഛുരിതകുന്തള ബദ്ധവർഹം വന്യപ്രസൂന രുചിരേക്ഷണവാരുഹാസം വേണം കൊണന്ത മനുഗൈ അനുഗീതകീർത്തിം ഗോപ്യോ ദുദർശിതദൃശോ ഭഗവൻ സമേതാഹ പീത്വാ മുകുന്ദ മുഖസാരകമക്ഷിവൃംഗൈ സ്ഥാവം ജഹുറു വിരഹജം മൃഗയോഷിതോന്നി തത്സൽകൃതിം സമതികമ്യ വിവേശമോഷ്ടം സംപ്രീണഹാസവിനയം യദവാംഗമോക്ഷം.
സോ വെൻ ദേനുകാസുര വാസ് കിൽഡ് ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ് വർ ഷവേർഡ് ഓൺ കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ബലരാം ആൻഡ് ദേ ആർ ഓൾ കമ്മിങ് ബാക്ക് to Vrajam, to Vrindavanam that day. And when they were coming back, everyone was, normal practice was, they used to say jai for Krishna, for the whole day's adventures. So when they started jai for Krishna, Krishna said to them, today not for me, today for Lord Balaram. So that day, they all were glorifying Balaram on their way home. So when they got home, the gopis wanted to know why there was a change today. And they heard that what Balaram has done, that Balaram had his first killing of the demon Dhenugasura. And they all joined in glorifying Lord Balaram. And that return of the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram back to the Vranjab, and how they appeared at that time is mentioned in the Krishna Karanamrita. Vilamangalam says about this. Godulido sarida komala gopavesham. That Krishna's dressed like a cowherd boy, exiled like a cowherd boy, full of dust and dirt all over the body. All over the body full of dust and dirt. Godhuli do sarida komala gopavesham. Godhuli, that means the dust that was coming from the feet of the cows. That's what is smeared all over the body and sweat. Gopala balaka shadai anugamyamanam. Godhuli do sarida komala gopavesham. That beautiful form of Krishna, Vilomangalam meditates on that. Vilomangalam has so many beautiful forms of Krishna to meditate on. He enjoys relishing all the time, relishing these forms of Krishna coming back. Godulidu sarida komala gopavesham, gopala balaka shadai anugamyamanam, accompanied by so many other cowherd boys along with him, all looked similar to Krishna because of the dust and dirt. You couldn't even recognize one to another because of the dust on their body. Though these were all dirt, full of dust and dirt, and whole body was smeared with that, and the sweat also. But very jubilant after having a nice day in the forest. Gopala balaka shadai anugamyamanam. They were accompanied by so many gopala balas, or so many cowherd boys. Sayandanam pratigriham pashubandhanartham. The evening Krishna was coming. First thing what Krishna did when he got home was to go and tie all the calves in their place. Because cows would come now, and after that they'll start milking the cows, isn't it? The gopis have to milk the cows. So Krishna knew what has to be done. So the responsibility, all the cowherd boys, they'll bring back their calves and tie them in their proper position. Gopala balaka shadai anugamyamanam sayandanam pratigriham pashubandhanartham. Every evening Krishna was doing this, tying up the calves. Gachandam achudashishum pranadosmi nityam. To that Supreme Personality, Krishna, I pay my respectful obeisances. This is what Vilomangalam has spoken about, that particular scene of Krishna coming back from the forest back to Vrindavanam after a day's activities. In throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, here also a similar picture Sri Shukan has put in that verse. Tam goraja churida kundala baddha varhamanya prasuna rujirekshana jaruhasam. Venum konandam anugai anugi idakirtim gopyodadarshidadrishobhagaman sametaha. Then in the similar way, gopis were seeing Krishna and they were watching that beautiful form of Krishna. So when they get home, first thing, Yashoda will look at Krishna and see how much cleaning up is required. That's the first duty. All the gopis also the same thing. So Yashoda used to say to Krishna, that now you have to bathe Krishna. Krishna will say, no, I'm not ready for bathing yet. I want to play more. So there will be a lot of cows standing there. He will go and hide in one of them, among the cows. He will show his head and go down. What can Yashoda do? Yashoda cannot run with Krishna. Yashoda cannot find Krishna also because he is hiding. She was struggling to find Krishna all the time. Then Krishna, Yashoda has to bribe Krishna. The bribing starts, that if you don't come, I will not make this for your prasadam today. There will not be anything. And start threatening. When Yashoda starts threatening, Krishna starts a negotiation. The negotiation says, what will I get if I come to bathe now? For to bathe, he has to be given the guarantee that something will be offered. Then Yashoda knows what is Krishna's favorite sweets or whatever that Krishna likes to eat. Accordingly, Yashoda would have already prepared all that, because she knew to bribe somebody you need the money, isn't it, first. So similarly, the money what is required is already arranged. And Yashoda has organized everything, and then this conversation goes on. So then when everything is agreed, the terms are settled, Krishna comes to bathe. So while bathing also, Krishna has to be very disciplined because Yashoda has to massage the oil on the body. And then Krishna has to listen to everything while bathing. And Krishna agreed for all the terms and conditions on the understanding that whatever that he has offered, he was promised, will be offered to him at that time. So only on that agreement, most of the days, Yashoda was able to bathe Krishna. That she had to offer something nice to him after the bathing. Krishna, Yashoda's good fortune, Sri Yashogan says in the Bhagavatam, who has got that this great opportunity, great good fortune what Yashoda had, who could bathe Krishna every day. We also bathe Krishna, only thing we are bathing the deity. We don't get to bathe Krishna, although deity is Krishna, but still Krishna himself allowing Yashoda to bathe every day like this. What a great fortune what Yashoda had in her daily life. After bathing, Krishna and Balaram were asked to sit together and they were fed. And they were eating and Balaram, Yashoda Devi and Rohini Devi were standing next to each other and enjoying both the children eating nicely. This is the highest perfection of spiritual life. There is nothing higher than this. You can say anything. The impersonalists will say that merging with Brahman is there, and somebody else will say something else. Let them say anything. Sri Vishwan is saying that this happiness what Yashoda and Rohini enjoyed in bathing and offering this food to Krishna, what have they done to come to this position, to get this opportunity to do that? Jnanis, great jnanis and great yogis, the yogis are meditating, isn't it? Yamam, Memam, Asanam, Pranayamam, Pratyaharam, Dharana, Dhyanam, Samadhi, Ashtanga Yogam. And this whole Ashtanga Yogam, if you want to practice it whole lifetime, it takes so much time and so much strength. And ultimately what do you get? A glimpse of Krishna sometimes if you are very lucky for a moment. And before you get the glimpse, Krishna is gone again. This is what the yogis get. Other two very successful yogis, not everybody. Majority don't get that far. But even of those who have got that stage, they may get an opportunity like this. Jnanis, on the other hand, they study Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi goes on whole life and study all the Upanishads, all the other transcendental literature, ultimately to come out of this bodily concept and to get some identification with the Absolute Truth. That's what they are trying for. Jivalma Paramatma or Aikyam. They want to have oneness with the Absolute Truth. That is their goal. So to get fixed up in that position, they have to endeavor very, very, very hard. That is, their effort is so powerful, required. And after that, when they are a little bit fortunate, they may come to understand the supreme position of Krishna and they may get an opportunity to have a glimpse of Krishna, if they are very fortunate. Like many, many personally, sometimes they become devotees also. And in their devotional life, they make that progress that they get an opportunity to see Krishna for a few moments. That is what they get. But here, Yashoda Devi, Rohini Devi, they had every day opportunity to bathe Krishna. Every day to feed both of them. And they relished and enjoyed that. Sri Shogan says, what more do you need in spiritual life? This is the end of their spiritual activities. Now, at this point, something else is happening in the same chapter. We'll read that. Tayoye Shodorohinyo Putrayo Putravalsale Yatha Kamam Yatha Kalam Vedatham Paramashisham ഗദാധ്വാനശ്രമോ തത്ര മജ്ജനോ മർദ്ദനാദിവി നിവിംവസിത്വാരുചിരം ദിവ്യസഗണ്ഡമണ്ഡിതോ ജനന്യമഹൃതം പ്രാശ്യസാദ്വന്നൗബലാളിതോ സംവിശ്വരശയ്യായാം സുഖം സുഷുഭദോ വ്രജേ. ദിസ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് സ്പോക്കൺ അബൌട്ട് യശോദാദേവി ആൻഡ് രോഹിണി ദേവി ലുക്കിംഗ് ആഫ്റ്റർ കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ബലറാം, ഹൗ ദേ ബേത്ത് ദം ആൻഡ് ഹൗ ദേ ഡെക്കറേറ്റഡ് ദെയർ ബോഡി വിത്ത് നൈസ് ക്ലോസ് ദേ ഹാഡ് ടു പുട്ട് ദം ടു ബെഡ്. സോ നൈസ്ലി ദേ വർ ഡെക്കറേറ്റഡ് അഗെയിൻ. And then they were offered everything for nice prasadam also. Janani Bahradam Prashya Swadhanyam Balalidam
സംവിശ്യവരശയ്യായാം സുഖം സുഷുപദോ വ്രജേ ആൻഡ് പുട്ട് ദം ടു ബെൻ അറ്റ് ദി എൻഡ് ഏവം സ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണോ വൃന്ദാവനജനക്കുചിൽ യയൗ രാമമൃതേ രാജൻ കാളിന്ദിം സഖിമേർണുമൃതാ.
It was done like that, days were going. It was one day that Krishna asked Mother Yashoda, I've heard many times you people talking about a snake called Kalyan and Kalindi River he lives and all that. Where exactly does he live in Kalindi River? Krishna wanted to know from Yashoda where exactly he lived. Previously, Yashoda used to tell Krishna, whatever it may be, don't go to that part of Kalindi River. And she used to tell Balaram to make sure that Krishna never went to that area in the Kalindi River. Also to the grown-up boys in the team, so that they never went to that part. So today, unusually, Krishna decided to find out where this Kalyan is. Kalyan lived in the Kalindi River. So the best source is to ask the mother. So went to Yashoda and asked Yashoda, where does Kaliya live in the Kalindi River? The immediate answer from Yashoda, why do you want to know that? What do you need that for? I told you not to go that side anymore. Anyway, you don't have to go there. And there is no need for you to go there. Anyway, you don't have to know that. I'm not going to tell you, she said. ഏവം സ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണോ വൃന്ദാവന ജനക്കുചിൽ ഏയൗ രാമമൃതേ രാജൻ കാലിന്ദിയും സഖിവേർ വ്രതാം. ആൻഡ് അധ ഗാവശ്ച ഗോപാശ്ചാ നിദാ ഖ്യാതവ പീഡിത ദുഷ്ടം ജലം ബവുസ്തസ്യ തൃഷാർത്ഥാവിഷദൂഷിതം. കൃഷ്ണ ഡിസൈഡഡ് ടു ഗോ ദാറ്റ് ഡേ ആൻഡ് ഹി ടോൾഡ് ബലറാം, യു കാൻ കം ടുഡേ. എക്സാക്ട്ലി ലൈക്ക് ദ വേ ഹി ഡിഡ് ബിഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ഡേ. Today, the second time, Krishna says to Balaram the next day, then you can't, if you are not going to tell me, Krishna said to Yashoda, I'll find out, I know how to find out. Krishna says to Yashoda, is always under stress. It looks like that from Krishna's ways of questioning. So eventually, Yashoda thought, if I don't tell him, he'll find out anyway. So at least if I tell him and request him not to go there, maybe that is a safer option. So eventually Yashoda mentioned to Krishna where Kaliya lived and not to go that side, took a promise also from Krishna. And then next thing what Krishna did next day was that Balaram shouldn't come today. You will not know why Krishna said that. Some commentators have opinion that why they said Krishna said like that was that the personality whom Krishna is going to deal with now belongs to Balaram's family, isn't it? Balaram is Adishesha snake. Kalyan is also a snake. So Krishna thought, probably Balaram may not like it if I start beating up his people. So this thought came to Krishna's mind, and not revealing it to anybody, mentioned to Balaram, you don't come today, you stay here. This all comes out later in Kaliya's prayers to Krishna. When you read, you'll find out how Balaram was in a perplexed mood. Its own family member is getting beaten by his brother nicely. So, but Balaram had a role that day. Balaram's role was that why Krishna did this. This was the reason what they were thinking about it. The reason was that nobody knows about it. It's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but somebody found it out. How did they find it out? Every day, confidentially, Krishna and Radharani used to meet each other. So when they used to meet each other, one day, Radharani said to Krishna, Krishna asked Radharani, have you finished bathing? Radharani said, what bathing? She said to Krishna, there is no water, he says. Krishna says, there is no water. Full Kalindi is full of water. Where is the shortage? Radharani said to Krishna, water is there. Only thing is, if you go there, you won't come back. That's all. You can bathe and then that's it. Then that's the end of the bathing, he said. Krishna says to Radharani, if it is like that, I'm going to kick him out tomorrow from there. Krishna says, there is this about this Kaliya. That is how Krishna came to know about this Kaliya. Before that, Krishna wasn't so concerned about it. Only when it came from the right source, he got concerned about it. Garuda, Krishna's carrier, was always complaining to Krishna that this Kaliya has to be killed, because there was so much enmity between Kaliya and Garuda. And Kaliya has come and taken shelter here. That's a long story in the Puranas. Kaliya has come and taken shelter here because Garuda is prevented coming there. He had a curse from, I think, Sauvari Maharshi that he cannot come there. Knowing very well, Kaliya has taken shelter here. But because of his presence there, the whole river is completely polluted with poison. And nobody could go there, take anything from the Kalindi River, or use it, drink it, or anything like that, or bathe. And everyone was complaining. But Garuda has complained many times. And every time when he complained, Krishna will say, I'll consider. I'll consider, he will say. I'll take note of it. I'll do something about it. But he never did anything about it. But when it came from Radharani, immediately the position changed. It was a sudden change of position. So Radharani said to Krishna that don't make big talk, he says to Krishna, that you don't know who Kaliya is and what can you do with Kaliya. You can't do anything about him. So Krishna says to Radharani that tomorrow by evening, if I don't kick him out from there, we will not meet again after that. Krishna also started challenging Radharani. So Radharani wanted to know, let us see, Radharani said, all these great words doesn't mean anything to me. Radharani spoke to Krishna like this. Tadagadei pramadashru vimishradehi. Then after this whole killing of Kaliya, at the end, there is prayers from Kaliya and prayers from the Kaliya's wife to Krishna. And also there is Sugadeva Goswami evaluating the whole scene of Kaliya and his glorification of Krishna. So in that situation, what has happened now is that Krishna has found out where Kaliya is, and because Radharani has told and he has promised Radharani, Krishna was getting organized the next day to go there. Adhagavascha govascha nidakhyatava vidida dushtam jalam babustasya trishartha vishadushinam. Bhusham vastadu vasprasya devo bahara jedasa nibedurvyasva sarve salilande kuryudvaha vichadan tadha bhudan vichadan vai tadha bhudan krishno yogeshwareshwara ichaya amrita varshinya sanathan samajivayal. Vichaya amrita varshinya sanatha samajivayal. The next day when they went to Kalindi River, that was the first destination. Automatically, the boys, the friends, started feeling thirsty. Krishna told them to drink the water from the Kalindi River. They all drank. As soon as they drank, everyone collapsed then and there itself. And Krishna saw that all of them were lying there in a line, dead. And what did Krishna do? Vichayal amridavarshinya sonadha samajivayal. Krishna's eyes are such, only by looking at them, they all came back to life. Amrita Varshani, that is what it's called. Amrita Varshani. Vichayan Amrita Varshinyam. Why? Sonadha Samajivayal. That they are my people. These boys, cowherd boys, are my people. And I cannot see them lying down like this. And they all got up from there. When Krishna looked at them, they woke up from there, from their condition, that they were lying there like that. And when they got up, they says to Krishna that the water was very nice. We felt very good. And after drinking the water, when we got up, we felt much better. Actually, what was it? It was this amrdavarshinyam vichaya amrdavarshinya. Krishna's, that nectarian eyes, the power of that eye, we discussed before, why that eyes are so powerful, Krishna's eyes. That when Krishna looks at somebody with that eyes, one one vision is enough. Vichaya amrdavarshinya sonadha samajivayal. They all came back. They were thinking, they didn't know that it was Krishna's looks that brought them back to life. They were feeling so much refreshed after drinking the Kalindi's water, and they were saying, what a nectarian drink we had from the Kalindi River. Only Krishna knew what nectar it was. Nobody else knew about the taste of that water.
Te sambradidam smadaya sambradida smadaya samuthai jalandigal asan suvismida sarve vikshamanam parasparam annuvam sadadrajan govindanugrahekshidam pito avishambayedasya punarutthanam almanam.
Then they all started looking at each other. The boys, when they got up, they started looking at each other after what has happened to them. And it was then that the famous dances, in the next two chapters, Krishna is going to dance on Kaliya. And it is one of the finest pastime of Krishna. And from this pastime, like we learn from Lord Brahma, many, many things for us also to learn. That in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this Kaliya Mardhanam story, or the killing of Kaliya, is very dear to many, many devotees for various reasons. That sometimes we think Kaliyan is a snake, isn't it? We think Kaliyan is a snake. Whereas we are not snake, but actually we are worse than Kaliya. In many ways, what is inside us is whether Kaliyan, at least with a few kicks, was cleared, purified from the poisonous effect. But the poison what we have inside, I don't know how many kicks will require to get rid of this poison what we have inside. Our pride and all of the other filth what we have inside, externally everything, we are all gentlemen. No question about that. But only that gentlemen we have to see. When Krishna was kicking Kali and vomiting, Kaliya said to Krishna that you have done me a great favor. That was what Kaliya says to Krishna. That the boys who went with Krishna, they had this experience and they drank Kalini river's water, and Krishna brought them back to life. And the Kalindi river was purified by Krishna's killing the Kaliya, and also Kalindi river got the great popularity because of that. The water in the Kalindi river became nectarian because of Krishna's killing the Kaliya and purifying the water. So all that is described in the next chapter. What begins is, Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane
Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Dainikavadho Nama Panchadashodhyayam Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govindam.
So immediately after that, in the next chapter, Sukadeva Goswami begins the story of Kaliya. Kaliya's story is mentioned in the first chapter and in this chapter, and then the glorification of the Kaliya's wives coming to glorify Krishna. Just like Brahma has glorified Krishna, Kaliya's wives also glorified Krishna nicely. And after the glorification, there were Kaliya's conversation with Krishna. That is what is more interesting to us. Why? Because we also have some relationship with this Kaliya through our mind. So because of that, it is interesting to study those verses also. Anyway, before we go into that, Sri Shukan says to saints here, Vilokya Dushidam Krishnam Krishna Krishna Hina Vibhu Tasya Vishuddhi Manvichen Sarpam Tamudava Sayal Rajavaja Kadam Andarjaregade Nignan Bhagavanahim Savai Bhuyugavasam Yadasvil Vipragadhyadam Brahman Bhagavadastasya Bhumnaswa Chandavartinam Gopalo Dharajaridam Kastrupyeda Amradam Jushan. Parishit Maharaj wants to hear about the particular pastime of Kaliya. And and in order to do that, Krishna has preparing himself, has planned already how to kill Kaliya. What was the process, operation?
Athavarini ghoradarnam bhaninam prativarayidam kridadir bhagavan drudamarudatiragani padaram vishamarudashoshidaparnachayam.
First thing what Krishna did was, there was a nipa vriksham, a tree, nipa tree, kadamba vriksham, that was standing there. Krishna decided to climb on top of that and to jump into the water.
Athavarini ghoradaram bhaninam prativaraidam krutadir bhagavan drudamarudatiragani patarum vishamarudashoshida parnachayam.
Now this particular tree which was standing there, in the it is discussed about that tree itself. Normally because of the poisonous effect of Kaliya, even the birds which were flying over the river, they used to fall down because of the poisonous air that came from Kaliya's mouth. That used to kill them. And the birds used to fall and die in the fall down. They couldn't breathe that poisonous air. It was such a powerful poison that Kaliya was vomiting. In addition to that, the trees which were standing next to the river, they lost all their leaves, they lost all their fruits, flowers, everything, because they were dying virtually because of the poisonous effect from Kaliya. Such a powerful snake Kaliya was. And
Athavarini ghoradaram bhaninam drudamarudatiragani padaram vishamarudashoshidaparnachayam adiruhya padam bhanirajapanan anade bhavadamrudupadaruja kalashinjidanupuramanjamilal karakangala sangvala sangvanidam.
One devotee was speaking to Krishna about Kaliyamardhanam. So when the Kaliyamardhanam story was spoken, first up to that time, Krishna was sitting there, listening to all the childhood pastimes, what the devotee spoke to him. But when it came to Kaliyamardhanam, Krishna got up from the seat. He didn't want to sit anymore. So he remembered how Krishna danced that day. Krishna remembered that how he danced on Kaliya's hoods. Even now you can see many photographs you will find. Kaliya standing with different hoods and Krishna putting his feet on different hoods and dancing on top of that. That picture you can find. So when the devotee sensed that Krishna got up from there, devotee understood that Krishna wants me to write now these verses so that he could dance. So the music should be helpful for the dance, isn't it? Otherwise, if you write long, long verses, how can Krishna dance? So in order to help Krishna to dance, because he remembered that wonderful dance he had on top of Kaliya, it came back to his mind. He started reciting like these verses to him.
Adiruhya padam bhanirajabanan anrade bhavadam radupadaruja kalashinjidanuparamanjumilal karakangana sangvala sangvanidam.
That is how Krishna started dancing. And the when he climbed from the after climbing onto the tree, Krishna jumped into the water. When he jumped into the water, the first thing he wanted to alert Kaliya that I have now come. By now Lord Balaram has arrived there. And what was Lord, because when the boys fell down, Krishna's friends fell down after drinking this water, somehow there were some bad omens occurring in Vrajam, in Vrindavanam. And they were wondering something has gone wrong. And Yashoda Devi started putting the two and two together. Yesterday Krishna was inquiring about where Kaliya lives. And now all these bad signs are happening. So Yashoda started getting worried. Started spoken to Nanda Maharaj and others. So the whole population of Vrindavanam started coming to Kalindi River, looking for Krishna and the cowherd boys. When they came there, this is the scene. They were all woken up and they were standing there. And Balaram understood what the plan was. Plan was that Krishna has already jumped into the water. So when Krishna was in the water, and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's heart was pounding. The blood pressure must have gone up so high that you can imagine how much Nanda Maharaj must have felt. And who looked after them all? It was Balaram who looked after them. Everyone wanted to jump into the water because they couldn't see this. Krishna being bitten by Kaliya and leaving the body. That's what they all thought. It's finished, they thought. They were so frightened of Kaliya. So every one of them wanted to jump into the river. So wherever everybody wanted to jump into the water, everywhere there was one Balaram stopping them, jumping into the water. Now you can see Balaram's, although his family member is going to be it be punished, Balaram wanted that to happen also. And it was only for the good of Kaliya that this has happened. That we will see later on when we come to that. But here what now happened was, Krishna jumped from the tree into the water. When he jumped into the water, Kaliya thought first time, who has come first time into this water like this, so courageously jumping in. And Kaliya started, moved around, and he saw Krishna there, beautiful body, and wanted to finish him in one bite itself. So he beat Kaliya, beat Krishna first time. First time when he beat, Krishna escaped from that and started pushing water onto Kaliya's hoods. When he started doing it, it was deliberately done to agitate Kaliya so that he get angry and wanted to agitate him so much. And here, everyone who was standing there, they were all watching this scene of Krishna and Kaliya fighting each other. So it was then that Kaliya managed to put Krishna around with his long body, coiled him like this, and inside Krishna was stuck. Inside is Kaliya's body. Kaliya thought, now it is over, that all I have to do is tighten him. And all this time, Krishna was looking into the people who have come there, whoever all come. So that is what Krishna was looking. And Krishna was not doing anything about it. So everybody was thinking, maybe Krishna is finished, he can't do anything with Kaliya. That's what they were thinking. But devotees knew what Krishna was looking for. Because Krishna thought, if I kill Kaliya now, and I go back, Radharani will tell me, I haven't seen you killing Kaliya. So let me wait till Radharani comes. So that was the reason why Krishna stayed under Kaliya's grip for a long time. When he stayed there for a long time, Kaliya was trying to crush Krishna. But every time I crushed Krishna, he was experiencing as though he was crushing some steel bar. That was the experience Kaliya got. Eventually, Radharani came, got to know about the whole thing, what has happened, and was coming there, crying, shedding tears all over, and looking for Krishna. When Radharani came there, this was the scene. And we don't know what Krishna has done to come out from that grip. All you could see, the next thing was, Krishna was on the top of Kaliya standing there. On one of the hoods, he was standing there. So when Krishna was standing there, on top of one of the hoods of Kaliya, Kaliya decided to catch Krishna with the tail now, because the long tail. When the tail came closer, Krishna held the tail with the left hand and stood on the hood of Kaliya, one of the hoods. So at that time, Kaliya thought that how long, what is he going to do if I start biting him with the other hoods? So he started biting Krishna with the other hoods. When he started biting, Krishna thought, now he wants me to move on to the other hoods as well. That is how the dancing started. So when one hood he lifted, Krishna stood on that. When the other hood came to bite Krishna, Krishna put his feet onto the next hood. At that time, another hood came out, Krishna moved on to the next one. Like that, back and forth on all the hoods, Krishna was dancing very happily from one end to the other, holding on with the one hand the end of the tail of Kaliya, and with the two legs dancing on Kaliya's head from one end to the other. That is how Krishna performed the dance on Kaliya. Along with that, Krishna also felt that if my friends and my Nandavairaj and Yashoda Devi is concerned about me, Balaram was pacifying everybody very nicely, not to worry about it, that Krishna was going to kill Kaliya or wants to get rid of Kaliya from there. But none of these things were pacifying them. They were not satisfied with that. So it was then that Krishna decided that if I play flute now, maybe that is the best thing to do. So while dancing on the top of Kaliya's hoods, holding the tail with the left hand, Krishna took out his flute from the waist and started playing the flute with one hand. That is what Krishna played, how Krishna played the flute that day. So the music Krishna had to organize, Krishna had to dance also, Kaliya was organizing the steps for him. That's all Kaliya agreed with him. And this is how the famous dance on Kaliya started. Krishna's dancing on Kaliya is so famous that you can see that every art in this world, there are 64 different arts. Who is the originator of all this? That is Krishna. If you want to become a good musician, you have to get the mercy of Krishna. Similarly, if you want to become good at dancing, also Krishna is the first dancer. So it is from him that all these different arts have come about. Music, dance and everything. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, at the end of this Kaliya dancing, Kaliya's dance, has given a very, very, very special title to Krishna. What is that special title? Akhila Kaladi Guru Nanartam. Akhila Kaladi Guru. That is Krishna's special title. You know, sometimes you say, when you write letters to big personalities, for example, in this world, when you write so-and-so, Sir so-and-so, or like saintly people, His Divine Grace, something like that. So if you are addressing any letter to Krishna, you can put this in front of that. Akhila Galadi Guru Gokulananda, like that. You can post your letter till reach the destination. Akhila Galadi Guru Nanartham. That Akhila Galadi Guru, that means all kala, all art, he is the teacher, he is the master at it. And Krishna, music comes from Krishna. And also, dances also comes from Krishna. That is why Krishna enjoys when someone plays music or when someone dances for Krishna. Krishna has a special feeling for music and dances. Not like the other so many demigods who just gives you blessings and mercy. But beyond that, if you get too closer, you could be in trouble also sometimes. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna enjoys the association of the devotees who sings about Krishna, who glorifies Krishna, who dances for Krishna. Everything is wonderful in Krishna's pastimes. Everything is so pleasing to the individual that this particular Kaliya dance is in that context, is seen by devotees as the establishing Krishna as the teacher of all the artists. Shri Shukavaja Kalindyam Kaliyasya Sil Khadakastral Dushadmina Shrapyamanavaya Yasmin Padandubarigaghaga Viprashmada Avisho Dormi Marudena Vimarshida Mriyade Tiragayasya Praninastira Jangamaha Tam Chandavega Vishamiryam Avekshadena Ustam Nadim Jakhala Samyamanam Ladanda Ladara Krishna Kadamba Madhivya Tadodinam Gama Spothegada Rashano Nebadal Dushodem Sarpakada Vrishasara, Nipada Vega Samcho Bido Roga Vishocho Sidambirashi, Parikludo, Ushakashaya Vibishan or Mir, Dhavandhanu, Shadamananda Balasekim Tal, Tasekhade Vikrado, Bujandagurnam, Varghoshamanga Varavarana Vikramasya, Ashutyadal Sosadana, Sosadana Vibhavam Nirisha, Chachushrava, Samasarat Tadamrushyamanam. Tam prakshaniya sugumara khanavadadam shrival sabida vasanam smidasundarasyam kridandam pradibhayam kamalodarangrim sandashya varma surusha ujaya chachadam tam nakhaboga parivida madrishta jeshtam alokidal priyasaka pashubha prushartha krishna arpidatma sudartha kalatragama dukhani shogamayam utadiyo nibedum gavo prusha valsadarya kandamana sudukhida Krishna enyaste chanabhida rudatyamivadastinam asamprade maholpada travida hadidaruna ulpedur buvidivyatmanya asannabhayashamsinam tanalakshamayodigno gopananda purogama vinaramena ga krishnam yadam charaidam gadam tair durnimitter nidhanam atva praptamadvidida talprana tanmanastha aske dukha shogabaya duram Abala Brithavanida, Sarvenga, Vashurtaya, Narjan Murgo, Gulandina, Krishna Darshanalasa, Tam Sakadran Miksha, Bhagavan Madhavo Bala, Prahasanjino Vaja, Pramavat Yurijasam, Tain Vishamano, Dinam Krishnam, Sujidaya Padai, Bhagavalashanir Jagmu, Padavyayamanatanam, Tayatra the Trab, Jayangushashat, Nidhajoba Vandani, Padani Vishpade. Marge Gavamanya Badandarandari, Nirikshamana, Yuranga Satvaraha, Andarakhade, Bujagabogabari, the Maral, Krishnam Niri, Hobala, Jalashayande, Gopam Shamotadishan, Parida Pashumcha, Sam Krandade, Paramashma, Amala,
കഷ്മലവാ പുരാർത്ഥ ഗോപ്യാനുരക്ത മനസോ ഭഗവത്യനന്ദി തൽ സൗഹൃദസ്മിത വിലോക ഗിരാ സ്മരന്ത്യാഹ ഗ്രസ്തേഹിന പ്രിയതമേ വിഷദുഃഖതപ്താശൂന്യം പ്രിയവ്യതിഹൃതം യദശോസ്ത്രലോകം താ കൃഷ്ണമാതരമവത്യമനുപ്രവിഷ്ടാം തുല്യവ്യതാ സമനുഗ്രഹ്യശുചസ്രവന്യ ശാസ്താവജ പ്രിയകഥ കഥയന്ത്യമാസൻ കൃഷ്ണാനിനേർപ്പിതദൃശോ പ്രതീകാഹ കൃഷ്ണപ്രണാ നിർവിശദോ നന്ദാദി വീക്ഷതം ഹൃദം പ്രത്യക്ഷേതൽ സഭഗവാൻ രാമകൃഷ്ണാനുഭാവമിൽ തം ഇത്തം സുഗോകുലം അനന്യഗതിയും നിരീക്ഷ്യ സസ്ത്രീകുമാരം അതിദുഃഖിതമാത്മഹേതോ ആജ്ഞായമർത്തിമതവി അനുവർത്തമാനം സ്ഥിത്വ മുഹൂർത്തമുദതിഷ്ടഗുരംഗബന്ധാൽ യൽ പ്രധ്യമാനവപുഷാ തൽപ്രധ്യമാനോഷാ വ്യതിദാത്മഭോഗസ്ത്യക്തോന്നമയ്യ കുപിതസ്വഭഗനാൻ ഭുജംഗാ അസ്തോ തസ്തോ ശ്വസൻ ശ്വസനരന്ധ്രവിഷാം ഭരീഷ സ്വദേക്ഷണോൽമുഖമുഖോ ഹരിമീക്ഷമാണാം തം ജിഹ്വയാ ദ്വിഷിങ്ങയാ പരിലേലിഹാനം ത്വേ സൃക്കിണി അധികരാളവിഷാഗ്നിദൃഷ്ടിം ക്രീഡന്നമം പരിസസാരി യഥാ ഖഗേന്ദ്രോ ബിഭ്രാമസോപ്യ വസനം പ്രസമീക്ഷമാണാം ഏവം പരിബ്രഹ്മതോജ സമുന്നതാംസാം ആനമ്യ തൽപ്രതുശിര സുധിരൂഢമാധ്യ തന്മൂർദ്ധരത്നനികര സ്പർശാദി നാമ്രം ആദാം ഭുജോ അഖിലകലാദി ഗുരോർന്നനർത്ഥാം അഖിലകലാദി ഗുരോർന്നനർത്ഥാം അഖിലകലാധി ഗുരു ശ്രീശുഗൻ സൈസബോൺ കൃഷ്ണ തം നർത്തുമുദ്യതമേക്ഷ തഥാ തദീയം ഗന്ധർവ സിദ്ധസുര ചാരണദേവവധ്വ പ്രീത്യാ മൃദംഗ പണവാനക വാദ്യഗീത പുഷ്പോപഹാരദ്വി സഹസോപസേതും യദ്യച്ഛിരോ നമേങ്ക ശതേകശീഷ്ണസ്തത്തൻ സത്തന്മമർ ഘരദണ്ഡനരോഘ്രിവാതൈ ക്ഷീണായുഷോ ഭ്രമണ ഉൽഭണമാസ്യദോസം അസ്തോമൻ പരമകശ്മലമാപനാഗാം തസ്യാക്ഷിർഗരളമുദ്ധമനശിരസു യദ്യൽസമുന്നമതി ശ്വസദോരുഷോച്ചൈ നൃത്യൻപദാനുനമയൻ ദമയാംബഭൂവ പുഷ്പൈ പ്രപൂജിതമിവേഹ പുമാൻ പുരാണാം തച്ചിത്രദാണ്ഡവിരുഗ്ണമനാഥമത്രോ രക്തമുഖൈരുരുവമൻ നൃപഭഗ്നഗാത്ര സ്മൃത്വാ ചരാചരഗുരും പുരുഷം പുരാണം നാരായണം തമരണം മനസാ ജഗാമ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ ഗർഭജഗോദോധിപരാവസന്നം പാർഷ്ണി പ്രഹാര പരിയുഗ്നമനാഥമത്രം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ഹിമാദ്യം ഉപസേനമുദൃശ്യപത്നിമാർത്താം ശ്ലഥ ദ്വസനഭൂഷണ കേശബന്ധാഃ താസ്തം സുവിഘ്ന മനസോദ പുരസ്കൃതാർഭാ കായം നിധായ ഭൂയഭൂതപതിം പ്രണയമോ സാധ്വാ കൃതാഞ്ജലിവുടാ ശമലസ്യ വർത്തുരന്മോക്ഷേപ്സവാ ശരണതം ശരണം പ്രപന്നാഃ. Now, at this, up to this point, that the Kali was subdued after the dance went on for quite a while and everyone was watching this dance, Krishna was playing the flute, and after some time Kaliya realized means that pride inside, the snake's nature, the snake's character has slowly started coming out. Then Kaliya realized that there is the heavy weight that Krishna was putting on each kick, what he gave on the hood, was like a powerful weight falling on his head, and Kaliya could not take it. He couldn't take it. It went on for so long that eventually he started vomiting and started vomiting blood, and everything started coming out from inside. At that time, Kaliya's wives came first, Nagapatnis. They came and started glorifying Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see these prayers, sometimes one wonder that a snake's wife like Kaliya, how could they glorify Krishna like this? Because the philosophy in the prayers and the way they have understood Krishna's position, all these things if you see in the next prayers, you once start wondering that even great sages cannot glorify Krishna like this. Because after all, to glorify Krishna is not easy. Whatever we may know in our limited understanding of Krishna, when we have to glorify Krishna, that knowledge has to come from Krishna. Also like in Dhruvaraj story, as you know, that Dhruvaraj could not glorify Krishna. Krishna gave him the intelligence and gave the capacity to glorify. But here, you don't see that happening. Krishna hasn't given any special intelligence to Nagavatnis to glorify. Didn't touch them with the conch shell, like he did with the Dhruva Maharaj. But still, the Kaliya's wives, the Nagapatnis, they were able to glorify in a very, very wonderful way of Krishna. The reason for that is, that although they were not like the sages, after all, they belonged to the family of Sankarsana, Adishesha Bhagavan. So, in Adishesha Bhagavan's family also,
Sangharshamurti is Krishna's first expansion. In their family also, they come from a great family of Adishesha Bhagavan. And that is why they had this great capacity to glorify Krishna. This is the conclusion. Otherwise, in normal circumstances, according to the type of devotee, you will see the prayers also different in the Bhagavadam. When Kunti Devi is praying to Krishna, Kunti Devi's prayers are based on pure devotion, a pure simple devotion of an ordinary woman. That is Kunti Devi, the lady. That is why how Kunti Devi prayed to Krishna. Kunti Devi doesn't bring very great philosophy or anything into Kunti Devi's prayers. Kunti Devi's prayers were simple, at the same time very effective as far as on a devotional mood, and that Kunti Devi's surrender. You take to Bhishma Devi's prayers in the next chapter, you will find a completely different scene. Bhishma Devi analyzed Krishna's pastimes in such a nice way, and he wanted to remember every single incident what mercy Krishna has shown to Bhishma Devi. And Bhishma Devi also wanted to show in his prayers his reciprocation with Krishna. The transcendental mellow between Bhishma Devi and Krishna you will find in his prayers. Because Bhishma's position was like that. A Naishthika Brahmachari, a Brahmachari who has a very, very powerful personality, Bhishma, that all that will reflect in his prayers also. So like this, if you look throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that prayers will depend on the personality who is praying. Prahlad Maharaj prayers, if you look, you will find he is not bringing much of philosophy there. What Prahlad is saying is that there is no other shelter, there is no other shelter, there is no other shelter. I have no other business, I have no other business, I have no other business except serving you. In other words, that realization Prahlad got, that material life is like this, no matter how much you try to organize the place nicely here, ultimately we are all controlled by you. So the Prahlad's realization is different from Bhishma's realization, again different from Kunti Devi's realization. So depending on the personality who is glorifying the prayers also will change. So but here you will notice Nagabatni's Kaliya's wives were offered such wonderful prayers which normally you wouldn't expect from them. But due to the fact that they were members of the Adishesha Bhagavan or Sangharshamurti's family, they had the intelligence given to them by Adishesha Bhagavan how to glorify Krishna. And that was the next prayers in the next few verses. Nagabatni Uju Nyayo Hidandakil Bishomsti Savavadara Kalanigrahaya Ripo Sudana Mamidulendrashtir Dhasi Dushtol Dhase Dhamam Halameva Anushamsan. Anigrahoyam Bhavadakrado Hino Dando Sadam Dekhil Kalmashavaha Yad Dandashukatama Mushadehinam Krodo Bide Anugrahameva Sammada Tapasudattam Yamanena Uram Nirastamane Jamana Dena Dharmo Dava Sarvajana Anukambaya Yado Bhavam Sushadi Sarvajiva Kasyanu Bhavo Sandeva Vidmahe Tavankirinus Pashadhigara Yadvancheya Shri Lalana Charatavo Vihaya Kaman Sujaram Dhritavrata Nanakavrishtam Nanjasarvumam Nabarameshtam Narasadivatyam Yogasiddhiram Narbhavam Vanchandiyal Padaraja Pramannaha Tadeshanathavadurabhamanye Samojani Krodavashopya Hisha Samsara Jakre Pramada Sharirino Yadichuda Swadipavat Samakshaha Namastubhyam Bhagavade Purushaya Mahatmane Bhudavasaya Bhudaya Paraya Paramatmane Jnana Vijnana Nisaye Brahmani Ananda Shakte Agunaya Vigaraya Namaste Prakritayaja Kalaya Kalanabhaya Kalavayava Sakshane Vishwaya Dubadrashte Tatkartre Vishwahedave Bhudavane Triya Prana Mano Buddhyashe Almane Trigunena Abhimanina Gurasvalpana Bhudaye Namo Nandaya Sushmaya Kodasthaya Vibhashchine Nanavada Virodhaya Vachyavadra Shaktaye Nama Pramana Mulaya Kavaya Shastrayone Pravartaya Nivartaya Nigamaya Namo Nama Nama Krishnaya Ramaya Vasudeva Sudayaja Pradyumnaya Nirudaya Satudamadaya Nama Nama Guna Pradivaya Gunalpan Chandrayaja Gunavarti Malakshaya Gunadrashtaya Sasamvide Avyagra Viharaya Sarvavyagra Siddhaya Shigesha Namaste Stu Minaya Manishilini Paravaragaditnyaya Sarvadyakshaya Nama Avishwaya Vishwaya Drashtaya Jahedave Tuam Hasajan Masti Samyaman Prabho Kunegani Hogra Kala Shakti Drek Tatal Subhavan Pradivodayam Sada Samishaya Mokha Viharami Hase
തസൈവദേമുസ്തവസ്ത്രലോക്യം ശാന്താം ശാന്താമുദമൂഢയോനയ ശാന്താപ്രിയാസ്തേ ഹധുനാ വിധാതും വിധം സദാം സാധുശ്ചനേ ധർമ്മവൈപ്സേഹന അപരാധസങ്കൽഭർത്ത സോടവ്യപ്സപ്രയാകൃത ക്ഷന്തുമർഹസി ശാന്താത്മൻ മൂഢസ്യ ത്വാമജാനത അനുഗ്രഹീഷമഗവൻ പ്രാണാം സജിതിമന്നക ശ്രീനാം സാധുശോച്യാനാം പതിപ്രാണപ്രതീയതാം വിദേഹിദേ കിങ്കരീനാം അനുഷ്ഠായാം തവാജ്ഞയ യച്ഛദ്ധയാനുഷ്ഠൻ വയം ഉച്ചതേ സർവതോഭയാൽ ശ്രീശു ഗവാച ഇത്തം സനാഗപത്നൈവർഭഗവാൻ സമമേഷത മൂർച്ഛിതം ഭഗ്നശരസം വിസസഞ്ച വിസസർജാംഗ്രികുട്ടനൈ പ്രതിലബ്ധേന്ദ്രിയ പ്രാണ കാളീശനഗേർഹരി കൃച്ഛാൽ സമുച്ച സന്ദീന കൃഷ്ണം പ്രാഹകൃതാഞ്ജലി കാളിയവാചാം വയം ഖലാസമോൽപത്യ നാമസാദിർഘമന്യവ സ്വഭാവോ ദുസ്യജനാഥ ലോകാനാം യഥസൽഗ്രഹ യഥസൽഗ്രഹ ത്വയാ സൃഷ്ടമിതം വിശ്വം ദാതൃ ഗുണവിസർജനം അനാസ്വഭാവീര്യോ യോനിവിജാശയാകൃതി വയം ചത്ര ഭഗവാൻ സർപ്പാ ചാതുരമന്യവ കഥം ത്യജാമ സ്വന്മായം ദുസ്തയാമോഹിതാ സ്വയം ഭവാൻ ഹി കാരണം തത്ര സർവജ്ഞോ ജഗദീശ്വര അനുഗ്രഹം നിഗ്രഹം വാ മന്യസേതജുദേഹിന ശ്രീഷു ഗോവാചാം ഇത്യാകർണ്യ വജപ്രാഹ ഭഗവാൻ കാര്യമാനുഷ നാത്രസ്ഥയം ത്വയാ സർപ്പ സമുദ്രം യാഹിമാചിരം സ്വജ്ഞാധിപത്യനാരാണ്യോ ഗോന്ദ്രവിർബുജനാമതി യമേതൽ സംസ്വയന്മർത്യ സ്തുമ്യം മദനശാസനം കീർത്തയന്മുഭയോ സന്ധ്യോ നയുഷ്മന്മഭയമാപ്നിയാൽ യസ്മിൻ സ്നാത്വാമദാക്രീഡേ ദേവാദിം സമയജ്വലൈ ഉപോഷ്യമാസ്മരന്നർച്ചയൽ സർവഭാവൈ പ്രമുച്യതേ ദീപം രമണകം ഹിത്വാ ഹൃതമേതോപാശത യൽഭയാൽ സസുവർണസ്തം നാദ്യാന്മൽപാദലാഞ്ചിതം ശ്രീശു ഗോവാചാം ഏവമുക്തോ ഭഗവത് കൃഷ്ണേ അത്ഭുതകർമ്മണ തം പൂജയാമാസമുദ നാഗപത്നശ്ച സാദരം ദിവ്യാംബരസന്മണിമി പരാർത്ഥൈരവിഭൂഷണേ ദിവ്യഗന്ധാനുരേ മഹത്വൽപ്പനമാലയ പൂജയിത്വാ ജഗന്നാഥം പ്രസാദ്യാകരുണദ്വജം തത പ്രീതോഭ്യനുജ്ഞാത പരിക്രമ്യാഭ്യവന്ദ്യം സകലത്ര സുവൽപുത്രോ ദീപമധ്യർജഗാമ തദൈവ സാ അമൃതജല യമുനാദൃശാ ഭവേൽ അനുഗ്രഹാൽ ഭഗവതം ക്രീഡ മാനുഷരൂപിണ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ കാളിയമോഷണം നാമ ഷോഡശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വി ഹാവ് ടു ഡിസ്കസ് ദിസ് കാളിയാസ് പ്രേയേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദി ഡിസ്കഷൻ വിത്തിൻ കാളിയ ആൻഡ് കൃഷ്ണ. ദൻ കാളിയ ആഫ്റ്റർ ഹി വാസ് സബ്ഡ്യൂഡ് ബൈ കൃഷ്ണ ഹാഡ് come to his senses, and Krishna's mercy is boundless. That means one cannot understand that one is so fortunate that we may think that Kaliya was a snake, and Kaliya has exhibited his snake nature also, but in spite of that Kaliya had the great opportunity to go back home, to get kicked by Krishna's lotus feet. So a lot of things in that chapter which we'll discuss it in next Sunday. And prior to conclusion, I have to mention that all these personalities, Kaliya, Valsasura, Bhagasura, Agasura, all of them had their own reasons to come in this body here to be liberated by Krishna. Valsasura's case, as you probably know, I forgot mention this, that Valsasura was no one else was as a demon by name Pramila. He was the son of Murasura. Murasura was a very powerful demon. So Murasura's son, this Pramila, once went to Vasishtha Maharshi's ashram. You know, Vasishtha Maharshi had a famous cow known as Kamadhenu. So what did Pramila do? Pramila heard about this cow. Vishwamitra tried to get that cow. You remember? That same way, this Valsasura, also in his previous life, Pramila, he took the body of a Brahmana and went to beg charity from Vasishtha. So when he went there, wanted to ask Vasishtha to give Kamadhenu in charity to him because he was a Brahmana. And when he asked for charity, Kamadhenu sensed who it is, that it was Pramila has come in this dress of a Brahmana and asking him in charity. It was this Kamadhenu who cursed that Brahmana and told him that you have tried to cheat Vasishtha, sage, and me in this dress. You take the body of a cow now, and like me, and stand there in Vrindavanam for many years. And Valsasura, at that point, Pramila immediately asked for forgiveness. So being very merciful, Kamadhenu gave this benediction to Pramila, that you can stand there and you can join Krishna's friends. When they come there, all the cowherd boys and the calves become one like them and join them. And one day he will get hold of you
and he will send you back to the spiritual world. That's the only way you can get out of this. And that is how, that is the past of Valsasura. All these are mentioned in the Garga Bhagavatam, if you want to look at it. That Valsasura's past is like that. The other one, Bhagasura, is a little bit more interesting than Valsasura. This Bhagasura, in his previous life, he was very fond of fishing. You know, a lot of people are fond of fishing, isn't it? So they'll spend a lot of money buying all the tackles and go and sit there for hours together holding this in their hand. So it's an interesting scene to watch. Seeing their patients, and they're getting rid of their stress after working the whole week, it seems. That so this person was also, in his previous life, our Bhagasura was known as Ulkala. Ulkalan was the son of Haigriva, another asura, like the Murasura. All these are demonic families. Haigriva's son is Ulkala, and this Ulkala went and was fishing in a place where a great sage has performed penances for a very, very long time. This is the place where Sindhu River joins the sea. So Ulkala was sitting there with his fishing tackle and was fishing there all the time, and enjoyed fishing very much, it seems. So one day Jajali Muni came there and saw that Ulkala was giving pain to his friends, because he performed penances and most of the fish there were his friends. And when he saw what Ulkala was doing, he told them to go away from there. Ulkala wouldn't go. Ulkala kept on insisting that he will continue fishing. He enjoyed that. And he asked also to Jajali Muni if he would like some fish for his dinner, that he could help him. He spoke in such an offensive way to Jajali. Jajali cursed him that now that you are so fond of fish, I'll get you the best body for that. And that was the duck's body when he became Bhagasura. So that is what has happened to him. This personality, Ulkala, became Bhagasura in his next life, and told him also, when he asked for forgiveness, he was given the opportunity that he could go and stay in Vrindavanam. One day, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, will come there and he will get rid of your duck's body. And that is how Bhagasura was liberated. Now, going to Akhasura. Akhasura is again another interesting personality. Akhasura's life was such, he was the son of Shankhasura. And in the previous body, he was a very, very beautiful personality. He was the son of Shankhasura, but a very, very beautiful personality. So one day it so happened, Ashtavakra Maharshi came that way. And Ashtavakra means his body has got 8 bends in his body. So when he saw this body, he is a beautiful himself, Shankhasura's son. Akhasura was very beautiful himself. So a beautiful person, and always when he sees the person who looks a bit ugly, he considers, oh, he must be having, you know, he has got the ugly body. He notices that. And this is what he did as well. Our Akhasura told Ashtavakra that, where did you get this body from like this? Akhasura sensed what was going through. Ashtavakra sensed what was going through Akhasura's mind. He said to him that you are thinking that because my body doesn't look very good, so you didn't like me, did you? Ashtavakra asked Akhasura, and he told him that all I can offer you that you get a body and live in Vrindavana for some time. And that is how that python's body Akhasura was offered by Ashtavakra. But Akhasura at that time asked for forgiveness, and Ashtavakra's mercy is that Ashtavakra told Akhasura that one day Krishna will come and enter inside your body, and that day you will get liberation. And that is how Akhasura was liberated. So like this, all these demons, they have their own previous histories. You can find in the Brahma Vaivarta Puranam as well as in the Garga Samhita also. All these are mentioned. It is now 7:30. So we'll stop there and we'll continue Kaliya's prayers, Kaliya's pastimes with Krishna, everything next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.